Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Mayor.
Nick, so very much of this debate centers on a public insurance option. Would President Obama drop that idea to get a bill through Congress?
No, the president tonight will talk about the public option and talk about the need for choice and competition.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs and other officials indicate the president won't demand a public option in a final plan. Historian and CBS News consultant Douglas Brinkley says Mr. Obama needs a game-changer moment.
He is in a retreat mode, and somehow he has to turn retreat into victory.
So at stake tonight, the very future of the president's top priority.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. White House officials say Mr. Obama's style won't be so informal as at Monday's Labor Day picnic in Cincinnati when he previewed his health reform speech.
I don't want to give anything away. I want y'all to tune in.
Aides say he does intend to be forceful and clear. That's been a problem, according to a Princeton economics professor, Uwe Reinhardt.
Obama really thinks generally that he talks the policy wonks.
Reinhardt says the president should use simpler words, as did Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. While the president's going to try to pull Democrats together on some of the controversial elements of health reform, there's agreement on a lot of things, including requiring everyone to have health insurance, offering subsidies to those who can't afford it, making it easier for small businesses and the self-employed to buy it, and preventing insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, limiting lifetime benefits, or cutting people off when they get sick.
A kidnapped journalist has been rescued in northern Afghanistan, but the raid was a costly one. Military officials say New York Times correspondent Stephen Farrell has been freed 4 days after he and his interpreter were abducted by the Taliban. A British commando and the interpreter were killed in the operation. CBS News reporter Mandy Clark says this is not the first time Farrell has fallen into insurgent hands.
Farrell had been in the country for some time. He has reported in Afghanistan and Iraq and has been kidnapped before. This is the second New York Times reporter who has been kidnapped in Afghanistan in less than a year.
The U.S. says Iran is closer than ever to building a nuclear weapon. Washington's envoy has told a U.N. nuclear watchdog meeting in Vienna, Tehran either has or is very close to producing enough uranium to produce a nuclear bomb if it takes the final step of enrichment to weapons grade. How much radiation are you soaking up from your cell phone? Let's go live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
It's a roll of the radiation dice. The Public Health Watchdog Environmental Working Group says some cell phones emit significantly higher levels than others. It's compiled a list of more than 1,000 different models so consumers can see where theirs rank. Now, the industry insists cell phones are safe, and major public health organizations agree. But EWG claims recent studies suggest long-term cell phone users run a higher risk of developing brain and mouth tumors. Nick?
Why do kids drop out of college? Well, a new book has an answer that may surprise you. Let's get that story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And the unexpected answer is many dropouts aim too low.
It's not like they're going to a less selective place and they're doing better, but they're doing worse. They're less likely to earn a degree.
Matthew Chingos, one of the researchers for the book Crossing the Finish Line, found many students who went to a school that might be considered easier lost motivation, dropped out, or took more than 4 years to graduate.
You need to get people to show up and expect to finish in 4 years and push them to finish in 4 years like some of the elite private places do.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A federal judge has thrown out an environmental review of the Army's plan to increase its training at a southeast Colorado site. U.S. District Judge Richard Mache has ruled the Army didn't adequately assess the environmental impacts of the increased intensity and duration of training at its Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Parents joined kids to watch the president speak yesterday morning. Holly Hudson sat in with AP English kids at Bruce Randolph.
I don't think that sometimes kids always hear what their parents tell them. We can tell them something 100 times. Somebody else can tell them something one time, and they get that one time versus our 100 times.
Her son and daughter were told they'd have a quiz on the speech afterward. And in sports, the Rockies win again, 5 in a row, as they beat Cincinnati 3-1. They're 3 games ahead of San Francisco in the wild card race. Now, Todd Parker with your AM 760 progressive traffic.
It's a quiet start as you're out and about right now. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. And CDOT crews, they've wrapped up their overnight construction projects. Now, as I check on those CDOT cameras, I can see that southbound I-25 getting busier on that approach to 84th. No delays there yet. Same deal on I-70 over that elevated stretch. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have about a 20% chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be foggy in the AM. Otherwise, it's going to be a cloudy day. High near 79, currently 58. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What can you do if your baby's crying? First, check physical needs. Is he hungry, tired, need to be burped, too hot or cold, dirty diaper? Then check for illness or fever. If you think your baby's sick, call the doctor right away. And for more tips, visit calmacryingbaby.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
It'll be the speech heard round the world. President Obama's speech on health care tonight that could change the entire nature of the debate. Move things forward or sink it. I think he's going to hit it out of the park. Hello, everybody. That's the big topic today, the big story today. On this Wednesday, 9th day of September, of the 9th day of the 9th month of 2009, and this is the Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live all the way across the great United States of America, coast to coast here from our perch on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. We're just down the street from the United States Capitol building, where the president will be stepping up to the plate tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast time with a major speech on health care reform, laying out, we are told, laying out exactly what he wants to see in the bill and what he expects from Congress and when he expects it, and hopefully goosing the process and moving Congress forward and getting that bill through with a strong public plan option. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number. Invite you to join the conversation at any time. 866-55-77-377. And as always, good stuff for you on the website. Check it out. Check it out. Particularly, and draw your attention under videos at BillPressShow.com to my little interview with Politico about being named one of the top 50 party animals of Washington, D.C. I want you to enjoy that video because I worked hard for that honor. I've been going to parties for the last 14 years since I've been in Washington, D.C. And
not stopping anytime soon.
You know, that's right. Not ready to slow down at all, but damn it, I earned that honor. So enjoy the video at BillPressShow.com under videos. And while you're there, don't forget to click on podcast subscription if you haven't already done so and buy a monthly or yearly subscription. So then you can automatically download the show commercial free onto iTunes, and then you can listen to the show anywhere you want, anytime you want. Again, that's under podcast subscriptions. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning.
Hi there.
Filling out Team Press here this morning.
Here we are.
On a Wednesday, middle of the week.
Hump day.
Boy, am I tired.
God.
You know what? We haven't done that in like 6 months.
I know. It's been a long time. But all right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And how about Mark Sanford, man? He still can't get over that trip to Argentina. He's still talking about it, still thinking about it, and still apologizing, calling a radio station in South Carolina yesterday to do it yet again.
I had a real moral failure.
Mm, yeah.
We've talked about it. South Carolina's talked on and on about it.
Yeah, sure did.
And then some more about it. And then some more about it. Mm-hmm. Apologized about it. Apologize again.
Apologize. 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 Yeah.
And but you know, he does. He's a Christian. He believes in second chances. He believes in redemption.
If God's going to make lemons out of lemonade, if you believe in this process of repentance, redemption, hope, and growth, then you got to stay around for the second part of the show. It won't be as fun a part of the show, but you got to stay around for that part, too.
Stay tuned.
I got to tell you, talk about lemons, man. They got one for governor. They got one for the governor of South Carolina. It's hard to make lemonade out of that lemon, man. That's a sour lemon, I'll tell you. So, what we got for you this hour, Clarence Page, a good friend of ours, and one of the nation's best columnists, I think, for the Chicago Tribune and syndicated nationally, is going to be joining us. And we'll to talk about President Obama's speech tonight and other things political. And we'll kick off this hour with the vice president of the National Education Association about the president's speech to school children yesterday. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Jermaine Jackson yesterday was set to announce major stars for the Michael Jackson Global Farewell Concert, but the press was somewhat underwhelmed as to who's going to be performing at the September 26th show. They were expecting to hear names like Madonna.
What show is this?
Michael Jackson Global Farewell Concert. They were expecting to hear names like Madonna.
What's the point?
A big concert, a Michael Jackson tribute.
Well, he's already dead and buried.
They were expecting to hear names like Madonna and U2, but they had to settle for the likes of Mary J. Blige, Akon, and Chris Brown. Also, Natalie Cole and Slister Sledge are on the bill as well.
That's a non-event.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they had the big thing at the Staples Center.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, they're doing
that
another
was a
one.
Tribute.
Right, well, this one they actually want to make money off of.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
A Desperate Housewives star is going out for her first triathlon. Actress Terry Hatchett, 44 years old, telling People magazine it's been on her bucket list for a while, so Disney approached her about doing it, and she's going to run a triathlon on Sunday, run, swim, and bike, that is, in Malibu to raise money for Children's Hospital.
Someday we'll have to talk about bucket lists. You know, Carol and I have been talking a lot about it. We have friends who have bucket lists.
Have you ever seen the movie The Bucket List? Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
No.
Excellent film.
But I don't know that I want a bucket list.
McDonald's has
either
lost...
do it or don't. That's my mentality.
McDonald's has lost an 8-year trademark battle over the use of its Mc prefix. The court fight was over a restaurant in Malaysia using the Mc prefix, calling itself McCurry. The owner says McCurry, which serves Indian food, is an abbreviation for Malaysian chicken curry. The ruling sets up a legal precedent that essentially says
right.
McDonald's doesn't have a monopoly over the prefix.
There's a lot of people use Mc for, you know, making fun of McDonald's or taking off on McDonald's.
Right.
What, are you going to get sued every time?
Well, this is an actual business restaurant calling itself McCurry. So they felt it was too close, but it was an 8-year court battle.
Welcome to the McPress Show here on this Wednesday, September 9th. There, sue me. I dare you. Go ahead. Yes, the president going over to Arlington, Virginia yesterday, a speech that a lot of people criticized before he even gave the speech, accusing the president of a socialist agenda. That's what he was going to be handing out to America's school children yesterday. Now that we've heard the speech, what's your reaction to it? We check in with the vice president of the National Education Association, Lily Eskelin, this morning. Hey, Lily, good morning.
Good morning. It's on my bucket list to be on Air America. I'm checking it off.
All right, there you go. You've made it big time here. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Bill Press Show. So let me, I'm sure you watched the speech yesterday. What did you think about that socialist agenda that the president laid out there?
I'm a
pretty scary, wasn't it?
Utah, and I was on my chair cheering because we had the president of the United States of America telling our kids, look, show up, do your homework, behave. How radical is that? And you have no excuses. It's your job. Go do it and make your lives what you want them to be. It was amazing. It was very, very powerful.
I thought it was just absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm a former teacher myself and a parent, right? And to hear the president of the United States say, if you don't, you know, when you do this, right, you're not doing it just for yourself. You're doing it for your country, and we count on you, and we depend on you. How powerful can you get? I mean, right?
He took it to a different level. I mean, I remember telling my kids, don't let yourself down. This is your life. You make it what you want. But he said, don't let your country down.
Right.
All right? Look, there are taxpayers who are paying for your education. You are, don't let your future families down because you won't be able to provide for them. Everything we hope to be as a country lies in you. You are 100% of our future. I mean, I got goosebumps listening to that.
Do you think it's appropriate for a president of the United States to speak to America's students, school children, and what's your response to the people who ahead of time said, I don't want no president I didn't vote for talking to my kids?
Of course it's appropriate for the president to tell our kids how important their education is. I think it's appropriate for the president, the governor, the mayor, the dog catcher, the checkout clerk at the grocery store. Please, please, everybody. We are all in this together. And I'll tell you, the most important thing he said was no excuses.
Yeah.
And he has this very, very powerful self story. He has walked the talk he gave those kids. He said, all right, you didn't have two parents in your family. Neither did I. Okay, you didn't have all the money in the world. Neither did I. I'm where I am today because I took advantage of every educational opportunity. I'm where I am today because my mom made me get up at 4:30 in the morning and do my homework. So it was infused in him from his parents how important his education was. So you know what? He also talked about respecting your parents. We respect the parents, too. And so he said, do what your parents tell you to do. Do what your teachers tell you to do. And you can be anything. And he's standing up there, the president of the United States. How can you argue with someone who says, you can be anybody? Look at me.
We hear his message. Let's talk about the message. What do you think of the message, again, of parents who kept their kids home? I mean, rather than let them listen to anything Barack Obama would say.
Those parents will have every right to send whatever message to their own children that they want to. What he did was he sent a message to all of us who were willing to listen. And you know what? He sent a message to me as a teacher. When he said no excuses, he was talking to the kids. But I started thinking of all the excuses I ever made in Utah, where our state motto is stack 'em deep, teach 'em cheap. I had 39 sixth graders one year in my class. And I remember going, this isn't fair, and I'm whining. You know, he sent a message to me, no excuses.
But I want to come back.
You don't have enough books in your class? Too bad. You still have to give 110% of whatever's in you. And, you know, he said that to parents, too. Parents, you're working two jobs. You're worried about finances. But no excuses for you either. The most important thing we have is the future as written in the mind of a child. Now, go do what you need to do, but you make sure those kids get what they want, what they need.
Do you have any idea how many school boards elected across the country elected not to show the speech?
I have no idea, but I do know that thanks to modern media, you can go up on the Internet. Not only can you hear Air America, but you can go people T-vote it, people have it on the Internet. You know, the bigger a controversy you make, the kids who basically didn't see it might be encouraged by the controversy to go, wow, I gotta go listen to that. What was so awful about what the president said? And they want to go see something. Because
I hope they do that. I just hope that their parents don't know it because their parents might, you know, punish them or something for daring to listen to anything Barack Obama had to say.
Those folks that might have thought that there was going to be some partisan message here, I hope they go see it and they can appreciate, all right, this was a very powerful message about how important education is. You know, everybody can learn, I can learn, you can learn. So if people did have fears, I hope that they can go up on the web and take a look at it and say, okay, you know, let's take a look at what really was here. Because that's what's important, that we learn. And sometimes a controversy can be a wonderful learning opportunity.
Yeah, couldn't be a more important message. Lily Eskelin, Vice President of the National Education Association, thanks for your good work. And I'm sure you've got some classes to prepare out in Utah, so we'll let you go. Thanks,
it's
Lily.
It's a pleasure. Thank you
all right,
so much.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the whole flap, and I mentioned this yesterday. You know, what was really disappointing to me was when some of these parents started saying, no, We're not going to let our kids listen to anything Barack Obama has to say because he's pro-gay marriage. Well, first of all, he's not pro-gay marriage, but he was going to go out there and give a speech about gay marriage or about abortion or about anything else. I mean, about the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. He's going to tell kids the message was clearly to kids, and we knew that ahead of time. He's given that message ahead of time. In fact, Bill O'Reilly himself, remember, wrote an essay in Parade magazine a month or so ago saying that there's no better role model for kids in this country to follow than Barack Obama because he pulled himself up by his bootstraps. I mean, he came from his pretty difficult upbringing with a lot of strikes against him, and he's president of the United States now. That was the message. And it was just so disappointing to me that no Republican outside, I give her credit, former First Lady Laura Bush, but none of the Republican leaders today were willing to stand up and say, you know, these parents who are saying they don't want their kids to hear anything the president of the United States has to say, that is an unpatriotic act. That is un-American. That has no place in this country. That is really unacceptable. And to put those people down, instead, they just encourage them. I mean, the Republican Party is being led by the lowest common denominator today. Good for President Obama for giving that speech.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you are hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 47 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
That's 2 full weeks free. And all you have to do is call us, choose your flavor, and see how much weight you can lose. But you have to hurry. The number of free supplies is limited.
Call now to find out how to get your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. Supplies are limited, so you have to hurry. 1-800-506-3985. That's 1-800-506-3985. 1-800-506-3985.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're accident free as we're kicking up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one and only.
Entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
This next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
Is there a cure?
No, while there's no cure, there is hope thanks to the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
They sent me a free information packet on current treatments, clinical trials, and the latest research on macular degeneration.
That is good news. I should have my sister call them. Do you have their number?
Yeah, sure. Their number is 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-254-6363.
Great. I'm going to tell her to call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Here, AM 760.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th from I-70. Go north on Washington right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPET set. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
877-505-8130, 1-877-05-8130, or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
That they didn't get it, and then they never came back, and once you miss that opportunity, you will never get another shot at it. They lost the midterm elections in 94 because they walked away from healthcare reform in 93 and let it drop. That big failure, Obama cannot afford a failure like that. It has to happen this year. By the way, Charles Bustani, he happens to be a birther. He doesn't believe Obama's a legitimate citizen, and yet he's giving the Republican response tonight. What's that all about? Let's come back and talk to Clarence Page, our good buddy.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business. business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're accident freeze. We're kicking off the Wednesday morning commute. We do have some patchy fog around Denver, but that should lift by 9 o'clock this morning. You got some southbound traffic on I-25, 104th to 84th again after Park Avenue, but things still in pretty decent shape for us at this time. Your forecast today, a mix of sun and clouds, but going to be cooler than yesterday with a high near 80. Also, a decent chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What have you done for your marriage today? For every couple, it's a little different.
Well, I would like to say a hug and a kiss, but it was kind of hectic for us this morning.
We're going to the museum as a family.
I gave her a call and say, thinking of it. And the kids.
What have I done for my marriage today?
I sent my husband a love email.
I think I've avoided all controversial things today.
Is that your answer?
That's pretty much it, yes.
While we're spending the day together, so that's good.
She works night and Dwayne working during the day, so spending the day together is actually pretty big.
Yeah.
I suppose I didn't yell at him for anything. Yeah, at all. So. Anything.
I made my wife laugh. That is a big plus for a marriage. Keep her laughing.
What have you done for your marriage today? Small changes can make a world of difference. Get started at foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show, Wednesday edition, September 9, 2009, coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Just 17 minutes ago, the President of the United States walked out of the Oval Office, climbed onto Marine One, took off for Andrews Air Force Base on his way to New York City to give the eulogy this morning for Uncle Walter, Walter Cronkite. Then he comes back to Washington, of course, and going up to the Capitol building this evening for a joint an address to a joint session of Congress on health care reform at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. A lot riding on that speech. And let's take a look at what we might expect to hear with our good friend, outstanding award-winning columnist for the Chicago Tribune, Clarence Page. Hey, Clarence, good to talk to you.
Hi, Bill. You too.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. By the way, we have a link to your website from our website at BillPressShow.com for those who want to catch up on your most recent columns. What do you think?
I should have told you about my blog, too.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your blog. What's your...
Well, the blog is at the Chicago Tribune website as well. It's called Pages Page. Just for future reference, everyone.
Pages Page. Does that have an apostrophe? No, I guess not.
Yes, it does. No, it's not pagespage.com, but it's at the Tribune website. Just go to the blog page, and that's probably the easiest way to get to it.
All right, very good. Pages Page. We'll check that out. So what do you think the president's got to do tonight, Clarence?
Well, he has to do a sales job here. Quite frankly, after all this time, a lot of Americans are still confused as to what exactly a public option means, what kind of overhaul President Obama has in mind. And that's unfortunate because certainly the administration had hoped to not only have a better understanding nationally before the August recess, but also have some actual legislation people could talk about. The only legislation is the one bill that's come out of the House, and you and I know, and everybody else knows, how many myths have been circulated about that, death panels, et cetera. I think the administration was caught off guard by the panic. And President Obama had hoped to be able to do back in, July, with his last primetime news conference, what he has to do tonight. That news conference, though, is best remembered for the police profiling issue popping up at the end rather than clarifying health care. So that's important. But I think us journalists and a lot of other folks are really going to be looking at how hard will he sell public option.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've seen Mike Allen on Politico just reported that, in an exclusive report, that the president will not draw the line in the sand tonight. He will say he still supports a public plan option, but he will not say, you know, it's an essential, has to be in the bill or he won't sign it.
Right.
I guess recognizing political reality, perhaps, or giving in. I'm not sure how to.
Yep. I love the way Politico states the obvious and makes it sound like it's exclusive.
Yeah. That's the name of the game, right?
We have already seen President Obama's rhetoric move from essential to important on public option.
Yeah, a long time ago.
It was never, I don't know if he ever used the word essential. You know, he used rhetoric close to it because when Secretary Sebelius recently said it was not essential, it was like a thunderclouds opened up and the earth quaked. All of a sudden, people were like, what? It's not essential? you look back, Obama, he never treated the public option like it was his idea. It was more like it was something that he was getting pressured from the left in his own party for it. And in the past has said he thought single payer was probably the best idea, but it just wasn't practical for getting it through as legislation. I know he said that when I interviewed him back early in the campaign during the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And
How important, let me ask you this, let's just talk politically, how important politically for Democrats, right, and for Obama, is it to get a health care reform bill passed this year? How much is riding on it, do you think?
Oh, I think everything. I mean, you'd go back to the days of Bill Clinton and Bill and Hillary Clinton and their health care reform push and failure. Right about at the same point in their administration.
Right.
And you saw that he was a weakened president after that, and especially when the midterm elections came along and Democrats lost the House. And they lost both houses, and you had the Newt Gingrich administration moved in. I used to say those were the days when Clinton was president and Gingrich was running the country. It certainly seemed that way because Newt has an impressive way of through sheer bluster, having the presence of a president, even if he hasn't got the authority.
Right.
And
right.
He moved the debate. And you remember welfare reform and how, Clinton was forced to sign a welfare bill that was more conservative than what he wanted. That wasn't the only bill. And, I'd say actually the irony is that, that conflict was good for the economy because running the government into a deadlock, and you remember the budget
shutting
gridlock
down the government. Yeah.
When they virtually shut the government down for a while, we saved so much money that you know it gave such a kick to the economy there in the mid 90s,
which is not what Newt Gingrich had in mind. I guess we're talking with Clarence Page, columnist for the Chicago Tribune here on the Bill Press Show. Clarence, your latest column is about something we've been talking a lot about here on the show, and that is what happened to Van Jones, the green job czar in the White House, brought down almost single-handedly by Glenn Beck in 2 weeks. No help from Congress. They were on vacation. What does that tell you? Should this guy have gotten the job in the first place, or should Barack Obama maybe have stood up and defended him rather than throwing him under the bus?
You know, I think it was a question of timing. This reminded me a lot of the Lonnie Guinier fight. And, you know, again, I'm sounding like an old man again, right? But, you know, it's deja vu all over again. This was a borking contest. Bill, and what's interesting about this borking contest is that it wasn't between political parties, it was between a presidential administration and talk radio and TV.
Right.
And Beck did push this cause on his radio show probably more than on TV. Either way, it was a this is a new development in human history, it was timing because this Van Jones had the misfortune of running this fight up at a time when Obama's got bigger fish to fry with the healthcare debate, with the economy, with the two wars. He's got to make some hard decisions on Afghanistan right now too. I mean, with all that, he didn't have time for poor Van Jones sitting over there, this guy with this unpaid position over there, and his quaint little green jobs out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I got to say, I don't know Van Jones. I wish I did, and maybe it's because I'm an East Coast person. Were you familiar with him?
No, you know what? I never met him, but he certainly had an impressive resume.
Yeah, and I've been surprised at how many people do know him, and Valerie Jarrett. Who I have known for about 20 years or more, back in Chicago, she recommended him very highly, and now the right is going after him. The Atlantic Magazine's website has an item about how Michelle Malkin and other right-wing bloggers are going after Valerie Jarrett. Kind of like the old private club story, you know. They don't, don't just go after a person who they're blackballing from the club, but they go after the person who recommended the person being blackballed from the club. You know, the right smells blood in the water now. So
no, they do indeed. Now, you know, but the left, a lot of people on the left see this as another example where President Obama has not stood up right for his people or stood up for his causes, and there has been more. Disappointment, let's say, expressed about President Obama lately by people on the left. Do you share that disappointment?
Oh, I'm so old and cynical. I'm not as, I mean, this is a lot. I was disappointed in the Lonnie Guinier flap, and I wrote about it. You know, I slapped the Clintons on the back of the wrist, and I say Clintons because Guinier was closer to Hillary than to Bill.
Right.
They'd known each other longer. And
How about Obama? You know, Steve Hildebrand, who was one of his campaign managers yesterday, said that he was hoping. He said there has to be more. He's tired of just sitting by the curb, and Steve Hildebrand said, "I'm one of the millions of frustrated Americans who want to see Washington doing more than it's doing now."
Well, you know, and I say in all seriousness, I don't blame the left for being very disappointed right now, being very frustrated, I should say, because this happens. I mean, I remember. Well, without reminiscing too much about the Clintons again, but a similar thing happened. I remember when Harold Washington, the first real reform mayor in Chicago, took over, a similar thing happened. You know, in each case, the president or mayor has to turn to his base and say, you guys, I'm going to take care of you, but you got to sit over here for a while I reach out to these people in the middle. And you think, now, did George W. Bush do that? You know, he was filling that administration with right-wing zealots, you know, and you didn't see left-wing radio going after him for that, you know, like they did with Van Jones. And people are waiting for Obama to do something on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Gay marriage and other folks that he had promised, the marijuana legalization folks. I mean, you can go down the list, and quite frankly, this administration has been quite frank in its agenda, saying, you know, they got bigger fish to fry right now. Mm-hmm. This first year, they got to get health care through. They got to get these big items through before the midterm elections, because you know next year is going to be a congressional election year, and Congress ain't going to do nothing. They never do nothing an election
right.
year.
Yeah.
And so that's the year for, in my view, to push Obama on these other issues.
And clearly the big focus right now has to be on health care. Clarence
right.
Page, always good to talk to you, my friend.
You
all right,
too,
it's been
Bill.
Too
Thanks
long.
For having me.
Thanks so much. Clarence Page, the Chicago Tribune. Again, we'll have a link to his website on ours at BillPressShow.com. And if you go to the Chicago Tribune, check out Page's page.
Live streaming audio right now at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-413-3739. That's 1-800-413-3739. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-413-3739. That's 1-800-413-3739.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got an early crash, going to mess you up trying to get to downtown as you're leaving the tech center, northbound I-25 around Alameda. Several cars involved here. Now it's blocking the right side of the highway. Our backups to Emerson Street right now. Normal jams on the southbound side up in Thornton at 104th to 84th. Again there after 38th. Also working some patchy fog around the metro right now. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, a bit cooler than yesterday with a high near 80. Also a decent chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now it's 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall pike place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. Just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
When it comes to using their wireless phones, drivers everywhere are making safety their most important call.
Are you kidding me? You know our curfew. Look, I'm driving now, but I'll be home in a little bit. We'll take care of this then.
Stressful or emotional conversations can take your mind off driving. Avoid them behind the wheel. Your wireless phone can be your best safety tool. Don't let it become a distraction. The wireless industry and this radio station remind you, with wireless, safety is your call.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see...
What is it?
Comcast! Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular the rate supply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Silk cheese, we've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatiron's Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap we'll do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. Mountain High Appliance.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Yeah. But now let's, with the newly remastered, newly released version of Day Tripper with voices added here. And a little fuller.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're really into the Beatles, you're really into music, you got a great stereo system at home, it's probably worth $270, right?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a big, big Beatles fan, like you said, I mean, this might be something that's worth doing.
Mm-hmm. I've got a collection of CDs in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll stick with those CDs
in
the car.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But the new Beatles Remastered is out if you're interested, and I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
Caitlin is a real student with big dreams.
I knew I needed help paying for college. My parents divorced when I was 3, and there's no way they could pay for it all. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. I used to put together worksheets, and I made my friends do them when they came over. After a while, nobody wanted to come over anymore. My guidance counselor was the one who told me about federal student aid, and my mom was a big help in filling out the free application. It was a challenge, but so worth it when I got the grants and loans that made school possible. What would I tell other kids? I would tell them not to give up, to look for options to go to school. Life is what you make it. My name is Caitlin. I'm going to be a special education teacher. I'm going to live my dream.
Are you going to college? Federal Student Aid, an office of the U.S. Department of Education, has $100 billion available to help you pay for college. Find out more at college.gov.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? I know because I am one of the estimated 10 million adults in the U.S. who have ADHD. The symptoms of ADHD, inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity make it difficult to pay attention and focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. I've been diagnosed with ADHD. In my life, I've often misplaced things and have found it difficult to sit down and read a script for work or even have a conversation. You know, the kind when you're actually listening without interrupting. It's never too late for adults to seek help for ADHD and find the right treatment plan. Get information at AdultADHDIsReal.com and take an ADHD self-screener. Talk to your doctor. The right treatment plan can help control your symptoms so you can stay focused and organized, get things done at home and work, and help improve relationships. Visit AdultADHDIsReal.com to learn more about adult ADHD. Don't let ADHD prevent you from achieving your goals. I haven't.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, September 9, my parting shot for today. You know, in Cincinnati on Monday, President Obama said about health care reform, now's the time to decide, now's the time to act. Well, I would add, now's the time for him to take charge. Yeah, in his speech to a joint session of Congress tonight, President Obama must be on fire and tell the American people what's really at stake. We either deliver health insurance for every American, or we let insurance companies continue to reject anybody with a pre-existing condition. We either cut cost of health care for families and small businesses, or we let insurance companies continue to jack up their premiums every year. We either give consumers the option of a public plan to compete with private insurers, or we let insurance companies continue to drop anybody who comes down with a serious illness. It's as simple as that. We either seize the moment or the American people lose. You know, the good news is we're closer than ever before to getting universal health care. The bad news is we could miss this chance unless President Obama himself takes charge, tells Congress what must be in a bill, and then fights like hell for it. One speech tonight could make all the difference. Let's hope it's a real barn burner. We need from Barack Obama less Gandhi and more LBJ. Okay, I'll be on MSNBC at 11:30 Eastern today previewing the president's speech, and then I'll be on at 11 o'clock tonight, East Coast time, 8 Pacific, with Ed Schultz, reviewing the president's speech. I'll see you twice today on MSNBC, and I'll see you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This
is the Bill Press.
Walgreens is making it easy to get a seasonal flu shot every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. guaranteed. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability, state, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan. See pharmacy for details.
Rheumatoid arthritis is on the rise among women. RA can't be cured, but you can learn to control it. I am Colorado State Senator Evie Hudak. I am joining Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, to tell you that controlling RA is easier than ever. Contact your rheumatologist about early diagnosis, new treatments, exercise, and self-management techniques. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
AM 76 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Republicans are opposed, Democrats are divided, and the public says it's confused. Americans will be watching the president's speech to Congress tonight to see if he can break the logjam over health care reform.
He needs to sell it. He needs to sell it and cram it down their throats because we need it.
But that could be a tall order.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Despite the strong Democratic majority in Congress, this is a tough sell for President Obama. Many of the newly elected Democrats come from conservative parts of the country and are very nervous about the public option and tax hikes to pay for health reform. And some liberals say they won't stand for proposals being watered down too much.
Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what can we expect the president to say tonight?
Well, Frank, he's going to try to package his top priorities, the need to increase competition and cut skyrocketing costs. The president insists that the public will know exactly where he stands.
They will have a lot of clarity about what I think is the best way to move forward.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Mr. Obama admitted he had left too much ambiguity, that he left his opponents room to redefine the debate. Among the president's top challenges tonight, convincing some members of his own party to support health care reform.
Overseas, a New York Times reporter who was kidnapped by the Taliban a few days ago has been rescued by British commandos, but a soldier and Stephen Farrell's Afghan translator died in the raid. In Istanbul, Turkey, flash flooding from heavy rains has washed over a highway and through a commercial district, killing at least 20 people. Some cars wound up on the roofs of buildings. The law of unintended consequences is alive and well at the Canadian and Mexican borders. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. How so?
Well, since a new law requiring passports or other documents to cross into the U.S. went into effect 3 months ago, a nearly 13% drop in the number of private vehicles entering this country. Blame some of it on confusion.
I just met someone inside who had no idea she needed anything more than a driver's license.
One official tells USA Today the recession is to blame, too. Businesses on this side of the border say it's all made a bad situation worse.
Frank, it could be yours. The $7 million Manhattan penthouse that Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff called home before heading off to spend the rest of his life in a prison cell, is on the auction block. Deputy U.S. Marshal Roland Ubaldo says there's more.
Paintings, jewelry, fur coats, cars, all in a secure location waiting to eventually be auctioned off.
With the proceeds going to Madoff's victims. A new book claims college dropouts, the rate in this country is so high because students are picking less selective schools instead of aiming higher. Crews fighting the big wildfire in the Angeles National Forest hope more favorable wind conditions today will enable them to set back fires that would stop the flame. S&P futures are a point higher ahead of the bell. This is CBS News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A wildfire that had authorities advising people in at least 50 homes in northern Colorado to be ready to leave has been partially contained. The fire grew from about 5 acres to between 25 and 30 north of Estes Park. It's about 10% contained. A federal judge has thrown out an environmental review of the Army's plan to increase its training in a southeastern Colorado site. U.S. District Judge Richard Mache has ruled the Army didn't adequately assess the environmental impacts of the increased intensity and duration of training at its Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Denver's on pace to write some 670,000 parking tickets this year. That's 14% more than in 07 and easily the most ever. The Denver Post quotes Public Works spokeswoman Ann Williams saying the city's budget problems did not play into the increase in parking tickets. One UPS truck, that is, was ticketed in Cherry Creek nearly 200 times last year. Every ticket was paid. Rockies win again over the Reds 3-1. They've won 5 in a row, and they're 3 ahead of San Francisco in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute is turning into a big mess. We've got a multi-vehicle accident. This is northbound I-25, occurred right around Alameda. You're going to find single-digit speed stretching all the way back towards Evans and growing. As they reach into the tech center, you're going to find some slowing with debris on the road right around Orchard. So it's going to be pretty sluggish as you're making your way in from about Park Meadows Mall all the way downtown. That ride's going to cost you about 55, 60 minutes on the road. Southbounders through that stretch, not a bad ride once you do make that stadium curve. You may find some curiosity slowing. Northbound 225 starting to load up Parker towards 6th Avenue. Same deal for southbounders on 225. This is approaching Yosemite towards I-25. Again, through there, you're going to find speeds dipping into the teens and 20s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 79 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it is 57 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Scrabble at Subway is back with millions of chances to win and so many prizes. Cash, trips, hybrid cars, VIP experiences to this summer's hottest concerts, and so much more. Play Scrabble at Subway, where winners eat.
It's time to feel the race for the chase take shape. Feel what it's like to go high and hold your breath.
Inside, one to go.
Or stay low and roll the dice.
Stay low, go low, go low, come on.
Feel what it's like to do whatever it takes to win. Feel Jimmy digging down and Tony firing up. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Chevy Rock and Roll 400 at Richmond. Saturday at 7 Eastern on ABC.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Going up into the low 80s today. Driving home from work yesterday, I caught Mike Rosen on KOA once again going off on me. I think he's got a weird obsession. It's like weird. It's like kind of like a, I don't know. Turk and I were emailing about it earlier. Turk suggests that Mike Rosen has a man crush on me. I would. That's kind of nauseating to think about. But Rosen going off on me about the Van Jones thing. Big shocker that Mike Rosen reads the Wall Street Journal editorial page. But, yeah, it was pretty weird. And it's a little bit odd that he's got such a strange obsession about me. He was sort of panting into the microphone when he was reading about me. It was really kind of weird. Got a good show for you today. At 7:20, we're going to be joined by the Executive Vice President of the National Association of Manufacturers, not a friend of the show or a friend of progressive politics. And this person is also a former director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They asked to come on the show to talk about the Employee Free Choice Act, so I figured it was a good idea to allow the corporate Darth Vaders of the world to come on the show, and we'll have a little bit of a debate. That's at 7:20. At 8, my buddy Rob Johnson, who was the former economist for the Senate Banking Committee, he is going to come on and talk about the upcoming Supreme Court case that deals with campaign finance, specifically a Supreme Court case that may open the floodgates to corporate money, even more corporate money in politics. And then at 9, we're going to have in studio Sandra Osborne Hill to talk with us about healthcare. She is a new, her company is a new sponsor of AM 760, and they run an operation that that basically works to help small businesses lower their healthcare costs. And we're going to talk about healthcare, the ins and outs of the reform plan. She's an expert on healthcare, and so we're going to take your calls about any questions you may have about the technicalities of the current healthcare system and the reforms potentially coming down the pike. Speaking of those reforms, let's do our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So there's a lot of talk out there about President Obama's speech coming up tonight in front of Congress, a speech about health care. The word from the White House is that Obama will endorse the public option, which is the fulcrum of health care reform. Wall Street Journal reports that Obama will press for a government-run insurance option in a proposed overhaul of the healthcare system. But White House officials say the president will not draw a line in the sand and say that he will oppose a bill that does not have a public option. Matt Taibbi's piece from Rolling Stone is up on the web now, and it explains about as well as anybody has why healthcare, quote-unquote, reform without a public option is not reform at all. It's simply a giveaway to the private insurance companies. The fight for that public option is going to be quite difficult. The Hill newspaper reporting Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, neighboring Nebraska, says that Democratic leaders should not count on him to be the 60th vote for passing health care reform this year. So Nelson saying not only will he probably not vote for health care reform, the underlying bill, he will actually, this is what he's saying, he will actually vote to sustain a Republican filibuster of health care. That's a Democratic senator from Nebraska. Other news, New York Times reports that Sonia Sotomayor, is taking her seat on the Supreme Court this week. She was formally sworn in yesterday. New York Times also reporting a Blue Ribbon panel said Tuesday that a lack of financing has left NASA's current space program on an unsustainable trajectory and that the Obama administration should consider using private companies to launch people into low Earth orbit. So more of that government privatization happening, even under the Obama administration. Washington Post reports that the abrupt resignation Saturday of the White House Green Jobs Advisor Van Jones has focused new attention on one of the Obama administration's supposedly top priorities, the environment. The White House's main effort right now has been to undo several Bush-era policies on climate control, air pollution, and the regulation of roadless forests. The actions, combined with court decisions that have struck down other rules, have given Obama a relatively blank canvas on which to redraw U.S. environmental policy, but the administration has been cautious, leaving key issues in limbo and questions unanswered about the way it would balance environmentalism and the economy. Wall Street Journal's headline, Finance Overhaul Falters as 08 shock fades. Nearly a year after the collapse of Lehman Brothers sent shockwaves across the globe, the world is a different place. But to a surprising degree, there are some things that Lehman's demise hasn't changed. The story goes on to talk about how Congress, over the last year, has continued to water down any proposed Wall Street overhaul. Financial Times reports that U.S. citizens around the world are scrambling for tax advice ahead of a filing deadline, fearful that they may face prosecution after the U.S. government's crackdown on undeclared offshore assets. So people are running as fast as they can to hide as much of their cash as possible from a deficit-starved government. Pretty pathetic. Back to healthcare. A couple more stories here on the wire. The New York Times has a really important piece. Headline, despite fears, healthcare overhaul is moving ahead. It talks about the town hall ferment in August. And while that has knocked the White House back on its heels, the uproar, and I'm reading from the Times, does not seem to have greatly altered public opinion or substantially weakened Democrats' overall resolve. Even after weeks filled with seemingly ominous portents for President Obama's ambitions, there's evidence that public opinion remains basically supportive of him, despite intense controversy over the public option. A CBS poll at the end of August found that 60% of Americans still support the idea, and half of the respondents to the poll said Mr. Obama had better ideas on health care than Republicans. So America, the silent majority, may be a lot smarter than everybody gives it credit for. The Washington Post, though, has a cautionary tale. In Illinois, a similar fight tested a future president. It goes through Obama's legislative history as a state legislator, showing that over a course of 18 months, he went from championing a single-payer bill to pretending a bill that was gutted into a commission just to study health care in general was a great health care achievement. It is a huge cautionary tale about the resolve of this president in his past career on the issue of health care. Makes me worried about where this debate is really going. Washington Post reports the Christian right facing questions before the presidential election about its continuing potency as a force for cultural and political change has found new life with Barack Obama in office, particularly around health care. Conservative Christian leaders are rallying their troops to oppose him with online town hall meetings, church gatherings, fundraising appeals, and email and social networking campaigns. And well, of course, why would Christian religious groups support universal health care, right? I forget, it wasn't Jesus who said the meek shall inherit the earth, right? Jesus was an insurance executive, right? This just shows the corruption at the heart of our politics, where you can have Christian groups, religious groups, arguing against universal health care. I mean, that is absolutely insane. And again, just shows the complete and utter corruption of the right. And our final story on the national news update, the Times of London, the headline, Dick Cheney put airline bomb plot case in jeopardy. Dick Cheney, the former vice president, nearly destroyed Britain's efforts to bring the airline bomb plotters to justice, police and intelligence experts said this week, by ordering the early arrest of Rashid Rauf, the bomber's link man in Pakistan. Cheney forced British police to detain the suspects in England before all the evidence had been gathered. So Cheney, in trying to get the headline, in trying to get himself credited as a tough-on-terrorism kind of guy, almost destroyed the effort to bring a bunch of terrorists to justice. You, Dick Cheney. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to have the debate over the employee effect with the executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers. which I colloquially refer to as the Death Star. We're going to be talking about labor law reform in general. They are airing a series of ads insisting that if we allow workers a slightly better chance to unionize, it will destroy the entire economy and the planet will explode. So we will have a debate on the Employee Free Choice Act after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, let's take a trip up I-25 on the northbound side. It's pretty ugly for us, beginning in the Texas Dry Creek up to Orchard Road, where we have a spilled load, Stacy. It's right there on the left-hand side of the road. Also, further ahead, going to run into a multi-vehicle accident near Alameda. It's on the left-hand shoulder. Single-digit speeds kick in at Evans. So if you can avoid I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown, you should do it. Also got a three-vehicle accident at Evans and Tejon. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, also a possibility. Our current downtown temperature is 55 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Bush's Baked Beans and Totino's Pizza Rolls cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by EnviroTest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Magic. 723 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Going up to the low 80s today. It's 9909, which if you flip it up, it would be 666, which is a good lead-in for our next guest. Our next guest is Jay Timmons. He's the executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers. Jay, I wasn't really calling you the devil.
Thank you.
I was not really calling you the devil. I was only joking.
I appreciate the fact that it's a joke.
Jay was the former executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Again, he is the executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers. They are airing ads against the Employee Free Choice Act. And so before we get to our debate, I'm just going to ring in and open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo here.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it? No!
To the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. The National Association of Manufacturers is airing ads against the Employee Free Choice Act, the bill that would change labor law to make it easier for workers to unionize, and we'll get into the details of this. But before we get into the debate over EFCA, I just want to start off this debate with a bigger question. I am not able to understand why corporations and businesses argue that a higher rate of unionization, and we will get into the debate over what EFCA does and what it doesn't do, but I am not able to understand why corporations can argue with a straight face that a higher rate of unionization would be bad for the American economy, when if you look at the history of the 20th century and you look back to where we were growing most robustly economically, it was at a time when we had 30% unionization rates, and today we have about an 8 or 10% private unionization rate. Can you explain to us why you think a higher unionization rate is automatically bad for the American economy, considering that history?
Well, I think you have to look, David, at the fact that we're in an entirely different world, an entirely different economy. I actually am a product of a union household. My grandfather was a proud union leader at the local paper factory in Chillicothe, Ohio, where I'm from. And when he joined the union in the 1930s and 1940s, there were very poor working conditions. There were no minimum wages. I can remember that he worked for like a quarter an hour. So there was a time when the unions in this country were very important, just like, you know, not to take it off the United States, but just like in Poland when Lech Walesa was unionizing major industries in Poland. But the unions have really gone beyond that original purpose, and the EFCA bill is just essentially a power grab by labor bosses to tip the scales to their advantage.
Okay, we will get to EFCA, but this is a really important point here. I've heard the argument before that, okay, look, unions were necessary in the past because working conditions were bad, and now they're less necessary. But that doesn't get to the heart of my question. My question is a simple question. How can it be argued that high unionization rates, or certainly higher than they are today, could be bad for overall economic growth and the economy of the United States, when the history of the United States shows that we were growing at a far more robust, a far better rate of economic growth in the 50s and in the 60s, when the rate of unionization was three or four times the rate of unionization that we have today?
I think you have to, although you don't want to right now, I think you have to look at the details of this particular piece of legislation.
No, answer the question. Answer that question. We're going to get to EFCA. I promise
question.
We're going to get to that question.
Great. Well, let me answer the question. The bottom line is we don't have a problem with unions. Many of our companies have unionized workforces, and that relationship is a solid relationship. But what this bill does...
I'm going to give you plenty of time to talk about the bill. So I just want to be clear. The National Association of Manufacturers is on this radio show saying that you don't have a problem with unionization.
No. If employees want to form a union, that's certainly their right. The issue is how it's done in this bill. And the bottom line is when you're looking at binding arbitration where a government employee comes in and sets the wage rates, that can add to the cost pressures that businesses in this country are already facing with a myriad of costs. And what we're saying is don't tip the scales in favor of the labor bosses. Let's keep this same legislative framework that you've talked about from the 1950s, 1960s, we've got 70 years of labor law in this country that's worked very well. So why give an unfair advantage to one side or the other? And why impose binding arbitration that could unnecessarily drive up the costs to manufacturers and make them less competitive?
All right, we're talking to Jay Timmons. He is the executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers. They oppose the Employee Free Choice Act, and now we're on to the details of the Employee Free Choice Act. And I just want to be clear, this is a good victory. The National Association of Manufacturers on this radio show saying they don't have a problem with unionization. I would say that that's some progress, which is good because we can agree on that. Now we're talking about the details of the Employee Free Choice Act. You bring up binding arbitration. Now my counter to what you're saying is what happens so often in union elections and union processes is that the union will put forward they will go through contract negotiations, and the company, because there is no binding arbitration right now, the company can stall and stall and stall and prevent a contract from being implemented. It seems to me that what binding arbitration does is say, look, there's going to be a logical end to this process. There's going to be an objective, nonpartisan arbitrator who is going to bring both parties to the table and basically cobble out an agreement. I mean, we have binding arbitration in all sorts of other legal processes in this country. I don't really understand how that can be controversial if we have it at so many other different levels of our legal system and our government.
Well, because you have somebody from Washington who doesn't understand the business and frankly doesn't understand the workforce. It's one of the reasons that 75% of union members oppose the Employee Free Choice Act. I mean, there is a fair way to negotiate and to ensure that both sides are well represented, but having somebody from Washington come in and make a decision on what an employee's benefits and wages are going to be or what an employer is going to have to pay out really is not good for the free enterprise system. There are ways to deal with what you're talking about if there's some sort of a stalling tactic by either side, and that's the National Labor Relations Board, and they can arbitrate and ensure that the...
Well, you're not actually suggesting the National Labor Relations Board has been successful. I mean, the National Labor Relations Board, thanks to Republican presidents and Republican administrations, has been so defunded and so ineffective because of a lack of funding and because of hard right Republican appointees. I mean, you're not actually suggesting that the National Labor Relations Board has been effective on much of anything. Well, maybe you are because they have certainly ruled for.
Before, but the last I looked, Barack Obama won the election and Democrats are in charge of.
Well, that's a fair point.
That's an issue.
That's a fair point. Let me
the Labor Relations Board if that's the case.
That's a fair point. You're right. We should be looking to Barack Obama to change that. We're talking to Jay Timmons. He's the executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers. You cited a poll. I'm going to read here. I just want people to know. I just want the facts to be on the table. Gallup released a poll in March showing that the majority of the country supports the Employee Free Choice Act. So that's the Gallup poll. That's not a political poll. That's not a poll from the National Association of Manufacturers, not a poll from the unions. So the majority of the country supports the Employee Free Choice Act. Here's another question I have. You know, you hear this a lot that the Employee Free Choice Act is going to raise unemployment. I mean, I was just driving in and I heard an ad from the National Association of Manufacturers insisting that the Employee Free Choice Act will cause a boost in unemployment. Now, many, many organizations have studied whether there is a relationship between higher unionization rates and unemployment. In 2006, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development did an exhaustive analysis of the research on this topic and concluded there was absolutely zero link between unionization rates and unemployment. Additionally, the card check provisions, which we haven't talked about yet, the card check provisions of the Employee Free Choice Act are basically allowed and permitted in parts of Canada. Time magazine yesterday just came out with a piece about how employment is actually rising in Canada. Now, you don't hear a lot of horrible, you know, terrible, tragic situations on the economy from Canada when they have the employee free, when they have a card check provision up there. What is your response to that? How can you argue that this is going to boost unemployment when you've got data from all sorts of different places suggesting that's not the case at all?
Well, first of all, I don't think I'd want the United States economy to look like the economy of Canada. I think we're much more robust than that, and I think we'd like to maintain that competitive advantage. But, you know, there are several studies out there. The study that we have cited is one by the Alliance to Save Main Street Jobs, and it does show that card check would cost about 600,000 workers their job in the first year, and that's because they've seen that higher rates of unionization leads to higher costs to the employer that the employer simply can't manage. And I'm not talking about large companies. I'm talking about small and medium-sized businesses and manufacturers that would be adversely impacted by this because of the additional cost pressure.
And when you talk about cost pressure, you're talking basically about unions being able to negotiate higher wages for workers.
Well, it's not just wages. It's also benefit packages. It's benefit packages that may not make sense economically and maybe too generous to be able to compete in the
local
market.
No, I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to go after you on this, but I want to be really clear that what is being argued here for the audience that's listening is that because unions raise the wages and negotiate better benefits for their employees, this is bad for the economy. That's the argument by the National Association of Manufacturers. And look, that's an honest argument.
Add to cost pressures.
That's an honest argument.
And so, on litigation costs, on energy costs, and others, businesses have to manage all of these costs in order to keep their employees working and keep their doors open.
All right.
And every day they face those pressures.
Final question for Jay Timmons. He's the Executive Vice President of the National Association of Manufacturers, which I colloquially refer to as the Death Star when I worked in Washington. The final question is this. When you say that unionization through the National Association, through the Employee Free Choice Act is going to raise basically wages, cost pressures, as you put it, here's my problem with your argument. My problem is that over the last 10 years, we have seen three things happen at the same time. We have seen corporate profits rise, we have seen workers' wages decline, and we have seen worker productivity increase. Now, in the past, because there was a higher unionization rate, when productivity increased, because there was better collective bargaining power, wages would increase as well. But because there is a lower unionization rate right now, because employers have been so successful at crushing unions, we have a situation where workers can become more productive, corporations can become more profitable, but wages remain flat. This bill, it seems to me, is aimed at changing that balance just a little bit. How can you argue against it when those stats that I have cited, I think you would agree. I mean, I would be shocked if you disagree with
On manufacturing, you're not correct. Manufacturing wages have increased every year except for the last year when we've been in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression.
Both stats can be right because 17%
higher than the general workforce.
So both stats can be, but manufacturing jobs are less and less a part of the economy because more and more manufacturers are going to China where they can exploit people for a dollar an hour.
Where they've got lower energy rates, where they don't have tort costs, where they have overall cost. If you separate out, so David, let me just say, you know, we've looked at, because we don't want workers to have to compete for lower wages. If you take out wage costs completely and you look at energy and you look at litigation and you look at regulatory burdens in the United States, they're 32% cost differential or 32% higher cost to do business in the United States than overseas when you exclude wage rates. So we've got to look at all of these things. We can't keep putting pressure on manufacturers if we want to keep them here in this country. And that's why we're asking everybody to call Senator Mike Bennett and express their concerns with the Employee Free Choice Act. and other types of legislation that would raise the cost for manufacturers.
Well, I appreciate you coming into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. We don't usually get.
And we all believe in jobs. We all want to see this country strong and robust economically. And I think really there are ways to do that by working together and understanding that business is very hard to compete in this international economy, and we need to work together to make sure that we can.
I'm just curious. I got to ask you right before we go, and we got about 1 minute here, just to shift topics for 1 second. Where is the National Association of Manufacturers on the issue of healthcare and the public option? We hear a lot about how manufacturers are complaining about their own healthcare costs, and it seems to me it's been quite strange that the business community has been largely silent as this healthcare debate has gone on. And I just wonder, you know, the National Association of Manufacturers has been accused in the past of being a Republican arm, an arm of the Republican Party. It's been accused of being hijacked by multinational corporations that aren't American corporations. And so I just figured I'd put this to you. Where is the National Association of Manufacturers on a public option that would bring down the cost of health care?
Lots of things you just threw out there. Every single one of our members manufacturers in the United States, 85% of which are small and medium manufacturers. To your specific question about health care, we are very concerned about healthcare costs in this country. It's the other cost pressure that is very problematic for manufacturers in our country. And we're working very closely with Senator Baucus, who's chairman of the Finance Committee in the Senate, to develop healthcare reform. And our position is we want to see an expanded ability of insurance plans to be offered across state lines, so you expand the pool and lower costs. We want to see a focus on prevention, and we also are not, if there is a public option, we don't want it to be paid for on the backs of small manufacturers, which right now the House bill would impose a huge surtax on manufacturers, even those that already offer health insurance, to provide that public option. So, again, for us, it's a cost issue, and you're exactly right. Healthcare costs are huge in this country, and they're huge for manufacturers. It's a cost that we want to bring under control. So we're happy to be working with those in Congress that are working on this issue. We've provided our input, and some things we agree with, some things we don't. We're hopeful at the end of the day there'll be a package we can support.
Jay Timmons, he's the Executive Vice President of the National Association of Manufacturers. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks for coming into the AM760 Progressive Dojo.
Thanks, David.
That was Jay Timmons, again, of the National Association of Manufacturers, coming on and arguing against the Employee Free Choice Act. You heard it here, folks. They don't want the Employee Free Choice Act because they say it would raise costs. And what he said was, raising costs, it means it would raise workers' wages. So, hey, at least they can be honest about it. They oppose the Employee Free Choice Act because it would end up raising workers' wages. And what do you know? Shocker. Big corporations that are making big profits don't want to raise workers' wages. At least they're being honest. 7:41 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working these two problems on northbound I-25, Dave. One, debris in the road near Orchard, backups to Dry Creek. Also a multi-vehicle accident at Alameda on the left-hand shoulder. Speed starting to pop up a little bit, but delays there begin at Evans. So if you can avoid I-25 coming from the tech center down to downtown, you should do it. Southbound 225, stop and go, Parker Road down to the interchange. New crash on I-70 westbound near Peoria. Delays back to Airport Boulevard. And also looking at the stop and go in Littleton, westbound C-470 from Bowles to Quincy. One more accident out there in the cleanup stage, Evans and Tejon. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, but cooler than yesterday with a high near 80. Also a decent chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment.
The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Campbell's Chunky Soup and Tostitos Scoops cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Looking for a smart buy and a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now for a confidential risk-free trial. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356. See a difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 8, we're going to talk to Rob Johnson, the former economist for the Senate Banking Committee. He's going to fill us in on an upcoming Supreme Court case. I know a lot of people are interested in public financing of elections and corporations and how they buy elections. This Supreme Court case, which is quietly coming before the court this week, is a huge deal on that. And Rob is going to give us his take on that. That's at 8. Let's do a Colorado news update right now.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Political news here in Colorado. Jane Norton files exploratory committee papers. The Denver Business Journal reports that former Colorado Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton said Tuesday she had formed an exploratory committee for a possible U.S. Senate run in 2010. She's one of as many as six Republicans who have announced they will seek the seat or are considering the seat. In a statement, Norton said she plans to announce whether she'll run next week, quote, after talking to supporters around the state. Looks like she's going to jump in. And there was talk that there was going to be a deal where the National Republican Senatorial Committee would clear the field for her. But Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck says he's not getting out of the race. A little bit more political news. Dick Wad, Colorado's Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, shot down reports Tuesday that he was leaving the state to run a campaign in Nevada. Quote, "I just want to let you know that nothing can keep me from being a part of unseating a Democratic governor for the first time in 48 years. And the accidental senator he appointed," Wadhams said, referring to Governor Bill Ritter and Senator Michael Bennett. In a memo to the Republican State Central Committee, Dick Wad said he visited Las Vegas recently to help out his friend Sue Loden, former head of the Nevada Republican Party. Loden is considering whether to run against Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in next year's election. Denver Post reports Denver is stepping up its parking enforcement. Tickets surge. The number of parking tickets written in Denver is on pace to hit near record levels for Mayor John Hickenlooper's administration, with particular hot spots in neighborhood enclaves scattered throughout the city. Denver officials said the increase is not an attempt to plug the city's sizable budget gap. I don't buy it. It's a lot of nonsense. I also heard that they are going to increase ticketing and penalties that deal with dogs. So the off-leash laws, they're cracking down on the leash laws. You can read all about where they're cracking down on parking tickets at the Denver Post. And then the final story in our Colorado news update. State Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry and other Republicans have repeatedly said that Governor Bill Ritter isn't making the tough choices to cut spending in order to balance the budget. But when Ritter last month announced one particular cut, the closure of a 32-bed nursing unit for developmentally disabled patients in Penry's hometown of Grand Junction, Penry and other West Slope Republicans pounced. A little bit of hypocrisy there. Actually, more than a little bit. Oh, and this story, I forgot. Fort Collins, Colorado reports that the Poudre River asphalt spill cleanup is set to be finished today. The EPA on Tuesday officially finished cleaning up the second asphalt spill in the Poudre River less than a week after a crashed semi-trailer poured an estimated 5,000 gallons of liquid asphalt and 200 gallons of diesel fuel into the river. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, I'm going to play you this clip from yesterday, President Obama giving that speech to school children. And you got to hear this clip from a protester who insists that we got to keep the government out of our schools. Also, I'll fill you in on one Republican commentator and leader saying that we should never have allowed President Obama to speak to school kids because he's too charismatic. I mean, I can't make this stuff up, folks. I cannot make it up. We'll do that after the break, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we got several problems out there. New crash, several vehicles involved, eastbound I-70 west of Pecos. Already seeing the backups to Sheridan. Thanks for the call from one of our listeners, Bob, there. Also crash westbound I-70 near Peoria. Delays on that side back to Airport Boulevard. They did clean up that crash northbound I-25 at Alameda, but still some residual backups. Evans to Alameda, where we're seeing the stop and go. Also southbound, going to be sluggish for you approaching downtown there after 48th Avenue. Still some slow speeds on in Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road down to the interchange. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, highs in low 80s. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms also a possibility. Our current downtown temperature is 55 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says...
I want to suck your... I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
Connect, something better.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath.
Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
It's about an hour, hour and 10 minutes, something like that. But invest an hour's time to come to this workshop. They have a couple of seats left. We just got a bigger room because the demand is so big. If you'd like to come, call 303-694-1600. Get your name on it. It's about an hour this Saturday morning, and we'd love to have you as our guest.
Again, it's 303-694-1600. That's the team at Presidential Brokerage, and there's a lot of news out there about potential new changes to laws that deal with savings and investment. So any of your questions, bring them there. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments and fees? Stop paying those greedy credit card companies and keep your money for yourself. Now, in 2009, Americans with $10,000 or more in credit card debt legally have the consumer right to reduce their debt and slash payments nearly in half. For a free consultation, call Debt Solution Advisor now at 800-811-5007. Join the millions daily who are finally being told the truth about their debt options. Call us in the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save yourself thousands. Exercise your consumer rights today with Debt Solution Advisor and speak to one of our specialists to relieve that credit card stress once and for all. For free information, call now at 800-811-5007. That number again is 800-811-5007. 800-811-5007. 800-811-5007.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
The men's store inside JCPenney has the style and sizes you want. Visit JCPenneySweepstakes.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, September 1309, and you could win a $250 gift card. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Legal U.S. residents 18 and older.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, going up to the low 80s today. It's 9909, whatever that means. September 9th, 2009. I want to play you this clip. This was a clip in the CBS News radio broadcast about the protesters who were protesting President Obama's speech to school children. This gives you a good sense of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the American idiocracy.
Like I told my neighbor the other day, if, you know, he starts...
Oh, a technical
in
break.
Schools, I'll homeschool him. I won't do it.
We'll
I know government is in schools, but his agenda is not American.
Fire it up again.
Like I told my neighbor the other day, if, you know, he starts putting government in schools, I'll homeschool him. I won't do it. And I know government is in schools, but his agenda is not American.
Okay, so this woman is going to pull her kid out of school if they put government in schools. I want to just say that again. this person, this idiot, is going to pull her child out of public schools. She's going to pull her child out of a government-run public school if the government-run public school puts government into the government-run public school. You have to be an absolute idiot to say something like that. And that says nothing about her saying that President Obama is pushing something, an agenda that's not American. We are a nation ruled by idiots. All right, after the break, we'll talk about this new Supreme Court ruling that may dump corporate cash into the political system.
AM 760 and CBS.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like TGI Fridays potato skins and Cheez-It crackers cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt. National Debt Relief Firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The man in the street has some advice for the man in the White House.
You should say this is the way it's going to be, and let's just vote up and down the line.
And don't expect the president to put it quite like that in his speech to Congress tonight, but do expect him to tell people where he stands on health care reform. The president told ABC's Good Morning America.
They will have a lot of clarity about what I think is the best way to move forward.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. While the president's going to try to pull Democrats together on some of the controversial elements of health reform, there's agreement on a lot of things, including requiring everyone to have health insurance, offering subsidies to those who can't afford it, making it easier for small businesses and the self-employed to buy it, and preventing insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, limiting lifetime benefits, or cutting people off when they get sick.
The president is expected to say he supports creating a government-run insurance program to compete with private companies. Republican National Chairman Michael Steele told the CBS News Early Show the public option is no option at all.
The idea that the federal government can come in and all of a sudden be the same as Allstate in providing insurance is a ridiculous notion.
A British commando raid in northern Afghanistan has rescued kidnapped New York Times correspondent Stephen Farrell, but one soldier and Farrell's Afghan translator died in the crossfire. Flash flooding from heavy rains and has killed at least 23 people in Istanbul, Turkey. Reporter Robert Tate.
People have been forced to climb out of their cars onto their roofs to try and be rescued. The fear is that the death toll in Istanbul will climb as time passes because there are still some people unaccounted for.
Companies involved in hazardous material spills are supposed to tell the government what happened, but they don't always do that. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, why not?
Well, because they don't fear the penalties, which are small and often unenforced. Just yesterday, a toxic spill in Hamilton County, Florida.
Hope that the perimeter was within the safe limit.
We don't know if that spill was reported to the government, but USA Today reports some 1,200 serious spills went undocumented from 2006 through 2008. Experts say losing the data from these accidents hampers the planning for prevention and safety. Frank?
Hillary the Movie is back for a Supreme Court encore. The 2008 campaign attack film is at the heart of a political free speech case the court heard just a few months ago.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. This important case creates an unlikely alliance of corporations and unions fighting restrictions on their campaign spending. AFL-CIO attorney Lawrence Gold.
Wealthy individuals don't have any of these constraints and can spend
spend as much as they want.
Democratic Party lawyer Bob Bauer argues easing restrictions would trigger a frenzy of influence buying.
A violent change in the constitutional rules on the road is certainly a very destabilizing potential.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Dow Industrials are up 28 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dose instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The city of Denver's on pace to write some 670,000 parking tickets this year, 14% more than in 07 and easily the most ever. The Denver Post quotes Public Works spokeswoman Ann Williams saying the city's budget problems did not play into the increase in parking tickets. One UPS truck was ticketed in Cherry Creek nearly 200 times last year, and every ticket was paid. A grand jury has indicted two key witnesses in the Darrent Williams murder case, accusing them of lying to police and to the grand jury about who was in the car the night the Denver Broncos cornerback died. Both face perjury charges for insisting they were not in the car with the gunman who shot Williams on New Year's Day 2007. And a newspaper editor in Southern Colorado is recovering from serious injuries after being hit while covering a high school football game. Sports editor Lloyd Engen works for the Valley Courier in Alamosa. He was hit Saturday while taking photographs on the sidelines. Sports, Eric Young Jr. gets his first major league homer. And he helps the Rockies beat Cincinnati 3-1. That's 5 in a row for Colorado. And the Rockies are now 3 games ahead of San Francisco in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive as you're out and about. We've got a crash westbound I-70 near Peoria, kind of hanging things up as you're getting off of 225. There's also a wreck. This is eastbound I-70 west of Pecos. So you're going to find some slowing as you're trying to get towards I-25. Also on the west side, slowdowns with speeds dipping into the teens between Bowles and Quincy. So you're going to factor that into your ride along the foothills. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 79, almost 80 degrees. There is about a 20% chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms. Currently 63 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
It's time to feel the race for the chase take shape.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
Tonight, coming back.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On the line with us, Rob Johnson, a good friend of mine. He is the director of the Economic Policy Initiative at the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute, is a regular contributor contributor to the Institute's blog, New Deal 2.0. He serves on the UN Commission of Experts on Finance and International Monetary Reform. He used to work on the Senate Banking Committee. He is a good friend of mine, and I asked him to come on today to talk about this case that's coming before the Supreme Court that deals with campaign finance reform. Okay, Rob, tell us exactly what this case is about and why it's so important.
What it's about on the surface is a group called Citizens United, which is a nonprofit entity funded entirely by corporate money, believes it should be able, under First Amendment rights, to build, in this case, a movie about Hillary Clinton and pay for it to be on the air on national television at any point and at any time. And the Federal Election Commission struck down the effort of Citizens United and said corporate money, or equivalently labor union money, cannot be used at the brink of an election to engage in what you might call electioneering influence.
This is, and when you mean at the brink of an election, you mean there was a time limit, right? Not 60, right. Something like 60 days, 45 days before an election, or something like that.
That's right. They're allowed to do things with corporate money that are about issues, you know, right to life or taxation or things of that nature, but they're not allowed to take on candidates. And the purpose of that, from the McCain-Feingold legislation, is if politicians, who are our lawmakers, rulemakers, and interpreters of the, we must say, the design of our society, feel they can be intimidated by these huge aggregations of money right before an election, they'll never do anything that takes them on. It's as if the refs are afraid they'll get shot if they, rule the game fairly in a game of basketball.
Mm-hmm,
so they
mm-hmm.
start calling fouls and so forth, to avoid getting shot after the game, metaphorically. What I mean by getting shot is politicians fear that they will get drowned by money supporting the other side if they don't kowtow to the corporate entities. So the Supreme Court is now wanting to hear this case. They started listening to it in March and on narrow grounds, and then they said, let's come back and let's talk about the whole thing. So, David, when you ask the question, what is this really about? This is about whether corporate money will be completely unconstrained and unshackled to dominate the electoral process. Technically, what it means is the rights of persons will be completely extended to the rights of corporations, which in legal language are called artificial persons, whereas human beings are called natural persons.
We're talking to Rob Johnson. He's a former economist on the Senate Banking Committee. He writes at New Deal 2.0. He's the director of economic policy at the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute. Excuse me, the director of the economic policy initiative at the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute. And he has worked in and around campaigns and politics for years. And let me play devil's advocate here. What about the idea that you hear where some interest groups will say, well, look, the problem is if you limit anybody's speech, a union, a corporation, any special interest group before an election, and you, even if you just limit their speech on what they can say, particularly about candidates and not about general issues, then you are effectively ceding the terms of the political debate in and around elections to only the candidates themselves. What do you say to that?
I say to that, the question is who qualifies to be a voice regarding the future of our society. If you go back to the history of corporations or even laws that relate to the making of unions, these were economic entities. They were constructed in order to further and facilitate, whether it's capital raising or creating incentives to build an economic platform. There was never any intention for those entities, and I really make a distinction here. We have a society, and an economy is a means to that end. And a corporate structure or structure such as a labor union are means to economic ends, and the economy is a means to social ends. And when you completely turn this inside out and you make the servants, which are the entities in the economy, the master in the design of our social architecture and social goals, they're going to divert that design away from things that are proper social consideration and toward their specific agenda. Then the means become the ends, and the society loses moral legitimacy, and it becomes very confused. So what I would say is I see no basis for declaring a corporation entitled to rights. I think we need robust speech, and robust speech coming from all different directions is very different than the ability to market and distribute speech, which is very expensive and costly in the modern media age.
So your issue, it really, if I hear you right, and I it should be obvious to the listeners, I come down in agreement with Rob, which is that corporations are not people. Labor unions are not people. Special interest groups, nonprofits, what have you, they are not people. And the First Amendment was written for people, but not for those entities. And so the idea that those entities automatically have the same rights, First Amendment rights, as people do, strikes me as a little bit crazy, and obviously prone for abuse. So I've got to ask this follow-up question. Let's say that you and I get what we want, and the Supreme Court in this case, coming down the pike, says that's right. You know that the First Amendment should not extend to corporations, special interest groups, et cetera, et cetera, and that those groups cannot argue that they should be allowed to spend as much money as they want in an unregulated kind of way and use the First Amendment to justify that. What about individuals? I mean, you still have this problem where you could have individual multi-millionaires and billionaires who therefore would still be empowered to do the same thing. I guess what I'm asking is, in a country where wealth is so stratified, where you really do have a very few number of people having so much wealth, wouldn't the ruling that maybe you and I would support, wouldn't that simply make those individual actors actually even more powerful?
In relative terms, it would make them more powerful, no question about it. And it really comes back to the notion that, you know, remember A.J. Liebling, the famous press critic, used to say, if you want a free press, you got to go out and buy one.
Right, exactly.
There are difficulties, and wealthy individuals certainly have a disproportionate influence associated with that wealth. On the other hand, the scale of money that is aggregated, and I've tried to be careful because it is the legal truth to compare labor unions on equal footing with corporations. But the fact of the matter is the scale of corporate wealth actually dwarfs. I mean, Exxon dwarfs what Warren Buffett and Bill Gates do.
Right. So you're saying
so
that
you're right in tiering things. Between Bill Gates and a citizen, there's a lot of asymmetries. Bill Gates being another citizen with a lot of money.
Right.
But between corporations and Bill Gates,
it's not even close.
About orders of magnitude.
Right, right. So you're basically saying, look, and I agree with you. We already have a problem where if Warren Buffett wants to try to buy an election, he can do that already. The problem is that he can do that, and so can ExxonMobil, and so can insert any other huge corporation. This is a Supreme Court case coming down the pike that looks at that bigger problem of corporate influence on politics and elections. So, and we're talking to Rob Johnson. He's the former economist for the Senate Banking Committee. He is the director of economic policy initiative at the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute, regular contributor to the Institute's blog New Deal 2.0. And I should follow up and ask you, where do you think the Supreme Court is going to come down?
I think they are going to unleash the corporate money. I think every indication is that if you took the votes of Kennedy, Thomas, Alito, Scalia, and now Roberts, that's five votes, and they're hearing this right after David Souter has left the court. If you followed this trajectory, this history through the decisions related to FEC versus Mitch McConnell or some of the decisions in the state of Michigan, David Souter has been the person who's written the most lucid and powerful opinions defending what you might call the upholding of these boundaries and barriers. By the way, David, I really want to commend the work of Tom Hartman, who wrote a book called Unequal Protection, because he examined this years ago, and he goes back into archives and the Vanderbilt Law Review and everything else, and what you see is that the Supreme Court never declared that artificial persons have these rights, that the reporter in the court and another judge who were very closely affiliated with the robber barons, the big railroad corporations, tried to stuff what you might call language that misdirected people's attention into the prefatory notes on the original decision, which was a Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. And they basically never, ever determined it. And this man, Mr. Hartman, and people that he cites, a scholar named Graham, have gotten into the archives of Chief Justice Morrison Waite, who says that, in essence, the reporter who had been on the board of directors up near Newburgh, New York, of many railroad companies and so forth, just completely twisted the logic of the prefatory remarks. Now, everybody knows prefatory remarks in a legal case, they're just, I don't know, like they're kind of like candy at the concession. They're not the movie.
Right.
They don't have any binding hold on things. But when power gets the bit in its teeth, power starts to push, and they've pushed and pushed and pushed on this. But this court is kind of what you might kind of loaded with people that aren't that dissimilar to the railroad attorneys.
Well, so then what?
In the new Gilded Age, and I think they're going to decide to look at health care and say, industry groups dominate things. They're going to look at the banking thing, the banking and financial legislation, say corporations dominate that, and then they're going to say to you and me, in practical terms, let's have a little more corporate money in this mix.
Yeah, and I should ask, and we got about 1 minute here, real quickly, what does this mean, campaigns and elections, in a real-world sense? What are they going to look like after this ruling?
It's going to be very hard for anybody aspiring to office to resist the desire or the aims of corporations. Because if you do, it's not just that they cut off your money, it's that they will fund and mega fund the other side. Legislators are often criticized for being too far to the left or whatever, irrespective. And I actually saw you in an editorial like this, David, the other day in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
But these guys use the word C for center. Well, C is going to start to mean cash. It's going to mean corporate cash. People are going to have to move to the corporate cash, and what the population wants, left, right, and center, isn't going to matter. And I think that's largely the case now. The people who argue with me that I'm worked up over the wrong problems say, Rob, corporate cash already dominates things. This isn't really going to change it. I think it will in degree, but I don't think in kind it will change it. We're already in that world.
Well, and you know, people would say we have a problem right now. Most people would say, left, right, or center, Republican or Democrat, most rank and file citizens would say that the big problem facing our politics is that corporations and special interests have way too much power. And the idea that this Supreme Court is going to make that even worse, I think is, well, I wouldn't say it's shocking based on what we know about the nominees and the appointees to that court, but it is certainly demoralizing. Rob Johnson, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We will check back in with you after this proceeding and on all the other issues that you cover. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Dave.
That was Rob Johnson, again, the former chief economist for the Senate Banking Committee, a great political activist. You've seen him on Bill Moyer's show. He's just one of those guys who is involved in every aspect of the fight against big money and big power. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll open up the phones, talk about some of these issues. I'll throw out a topic of the day, so stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, that multi-car crash eastbound I-70 just before Pecos, causing some really bad delays still. Now they extend past Interstate 76. That crash on the westbound side at Peoria is cleaned up and out of your way now. Other spots, stop and go around the town, southbound I-25, southbound 225, rather, Parker Road to the interchange. Same deal, westbound C-470 there in Littleton at Bowles up to Quincy. And finally, on southbound I-25, entering downtown from 58th Avenue. A couple of other surface street crashes, one on 6th and Spear, another at Spear and Calumet. That one's a car versus bike. Also, a motorcycle accident just coming down eastbound 6th Avenue, just west of I-25. Your forecast today, a mix of sun and clouds, but cooler than yesterday. Only going to get around 80 degrees. Also, a decent chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman program, McCarthyism. Could it be alive and well on our college campuses? I'll confront Matt Rubin, president of the University of Toledo College Republicans, about the list they're compiling of liberal professors. What? Plus, could it be that everything you know is wrong about life itself? I'll speak with Dr. Robert Gross, author of The Extinction Gene, and, of course, the best of the rest of the news in your calls.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:27 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Going up into the 80s today, President Obama spoke yesterday to the nation's school children. And I was on CNN on Monday and made the point that after the right cranked up the heat on this and raised people's attention to the speech itself, that they were making a big mistake because ultimately they would get people to key into a speech that wasn't going to be radical at all. You might remember that that they said originally, the Republicans did, that this was an attempt by Obama to indoctrinate school children to socialism. And what I said on CNN was, what they've now done is people are going to, who they've ginned up about this speech, are going to read the speech or have seen the speech and conclude that the Republican Party that has been making these claims are a bunch of psychopaths. And I actually said that on the air, a little over the top. I'll acknowledge that, a little over the top. But I do think you got to be, almost by definition, you have to be a crazy person to read President Obama's speech and conclude that that was an attempt at socialist indoctrination. I mean, I think you really have to have something genuinely wrong with yourself. I think if you read that speech where he tells children that to work hard in school and conclude that that's some sort of evil socialist indoctrination program, I think you need a team of doctors working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your problem. Because you clearly have a problem. Now, the furor over that speech, of course, I think is based not just in craziness, but in what I've been calling the American idiocracy, which is that we are exposing ourselves through the healthcare debate and through all of these other ridiculous controversies as really a nation populated with not a majority of people, but there is certainly a vocal minority of people who are just extremely, extremely stupid, or at least made into stupid people because they are so blinded by hatred. One of the examples that we played earlier was a woman saying that she doesn't want the government in her schools.
Like I told my neighbor the other day, if, you know, he starts putting government in schools, I'll homeschool him. I won't do it. And I know government is in schools, but his agenda.
Okay, so we've had a little trouble with that. But you heard the point. You heard that. The problem is that the government is going to be in our schools. That's the criticism of President Obama. The government is going to be in our government-run schools. I mean, how absolutely ridiculous is that? That suggests that somebody is an absolute idiot. The government's already in your schools. And I saw a comic, a very interesting comic, which said, you know, some people say, well, we don't want the president in the schools. Well, I don't know about you, but I went to an elementary school where there are pictures of presidents all over the place. Pictures of George Washington, pictures of Abe Lincoln, pictures of Franklin Roosevelt, pictures of we did a social studies chapter about John F. Kennedy. You don't want the president in the school? I mean, like, these people, this base, this angry, hateful base of conservatives is really, really blinded, I think, by their hatred of Obama. I mean, I just think you can't conclude anything else. Now, the funniest thing I've seen out there from the Republican right are this guy named Joe Watkins. He is a former Bush 41 supporter. He went on MSNBC yesterday, and I'm going to read you his quote. Quote, and he's arguing against the president speaking to school children. Quote, this president is not an ordinary president. He's one of the most gifted speakers that the world has ever seen. He's gifted, he's charismatic, And when he speaks with tremendous authority and great conviction and with tremendous persuasion. And it's one thing to talk to adults who maybe have the ability to discern between right or wrong or whether they agree or disagree. The challenge becomes the parents when he talks to their kids about the present. He's so persuasive, he's campaigning for the hearts and minds of the kids. So, in other words, they are arguing... They are arguing that President Obama, I'm not kidding, is too charismatic to be allowed to speak to children. Just so you can hear some of this, we've got the clip keyed up. Let's play a little bit of it.
But we know that there will be other times when the president will make very strong, compelling arguments for issues that moms and dads don't agree with. For instance, the repeal of marriage, in defense of marriage act is something that Democrats are set to do. And what do kids come back home and say to their mom and dad when the president, who they like and who they agree with, tells them that marriage is not necessarily between a man and a woman?
Taylor, I'm going to let you jump in anytime you want.
Okay. Moms and dads are just concerned that their parents are...
So, in other words, I mean, they're really actually making this argument that the president of the United States is literally a threat to the nation's children because he's well-liked, because he's a charismatic speaker. This is crazy. This is absolutely insane. And this is what, unfortunately, is dictating our political debate. Now, I'm glad that President Obama went forward with this speech to the nation's school children. I'm glad that he didn't back down to this. And I'm certainly glad about the New York Times story this morning that points out, correctly, that while there's been a lot of sound and fury in the media about health care and opposition to it, that the polls really haven't changed very much, that the public remains very supportive of health care, pretty supportive of Obama. And so the question now is, the president's about to speak to Congress tonight. The question now is whether you think he's going to back down. Do you think he's going to back down from the public option? We're hearing a lot of different things. Oh, he's going to say that he supports it, but he's not going to draw a line in the sand. Do you think the president's going to back down? And here's an even better question. Do you think the progressive members of Congress are going to back down? The story in Roll Call says that liberal lawmakers are starting to waver in their support of the public option. Now, I've worked with a lot of these people. They do a really good job of pushing the issue, whether it's opposition to the war, whether it's strong climate change legislation, whether it's Wall Street reform, whether it's health care. They do a good job of pushing the issue all the way up until the goal line. And at the goal line, when it's time to actually vote, the reason they haven't, in my estimation, powered through their positions is because they haven't been willing to vote against something that screws them over in the final analysis. Do you think that if Obama forces a bill, or the Republicans force a bill in front of Congress that has no public option, do you think the progressive members of Congress are going to capitulate? You've heard Diana DeGette on this show promising not to capitulate. You've heard Ed Perlmutter say he doesn't know what he's going to do. You've seen Michael Bennett, the senator, say that he's strongly supportive of a public option. Do you think these people are going to ultimately capitulate? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think the president in his speech tonight is going to capitulate? I don't know. It's hard to know. You're hearing a lot of different messages. Or maybe you think he's already capitulated. Let us know. 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still got a couple of accidents out there on the highways messing folks up. One, eastbound I-70, just west of Pecos. Like I said earlier, those backups to I-76, speed's going to be in the teens, maybe 20s as you're approaching that accident. Also, motorcycle crash eastbound 6th Avenue west of I-25. Backups there to Wadsworth. Other spots to stop and go. Northbound I-25 now trying to get out of Castle Rock. Castle Pines to Surrey Ridge going to be a nasty little stretch for you. Same deal southbound side, 58th to Spear Boulevard. If you're in Aurora trying to get out on 225, normal jams there at Parker Road in both directions. The heavier stuff is as you're coming southbound trying to get into the tech center. A couple more crashes, Spear and Kalamath and 8th and Clarkson. Your forecast, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, also a possibility. Your current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM 760.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save
money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get half-price gift certificates to Greenfield Pool and Sports Bar. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
We don't sell toilets. We don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that. It's all our giant showrooms like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap we'll do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Interesting piece in the Denver Post today. They have a comprehensive review of answers on health care from Colorado's delegation. I'm just looking through it right now. We're going to post a link to it on our website. I just sent it over to Turk. He'll do it when he's done doing 25 million different things that he has to do every morning. Interesting answers here. When When asked about the public option, Congresswoman Betsy Markey said she's still looking at the potential ramifications of a public option. She's been stressing her her worries about the deficit. And yet, when they asked, are there any increases you would support in connection with paying for health care reform, any tax increases? If so, what are they? Markey says absolutely no, just no. Would never support a tax increase to pay for health care. Jared Polis said, I initially opposed one version of a surcharge that affected small businesses, but I fully support making sure that any taxes raised need to come from people making more than $250,000 a year. So that's good for Polis. Markey not making much sense, claiming she cares about the deficit, may be opposed to the public option, and also would be opposed to any kind of tax increase. John Salazar, normally conservative, actually making a couple pretty strong statements. He said, I strongly believe the legislation we produce ought to be deficit neutral. We cannot put the increasing debt on the shoulders of our children, so I feel it's crucial we pass a bill that will not further increase our deficit. That's in answer to the tax question. That implies that he may support some kind of tax to pay for health care reform. A couple other interesting points here. Of course, you've got all the Republicans saying that they don't support a public option. Ed Perlmutter saying he supports the public option, but will not say whether he would. It's a do-or-die kind of thing for him. Michael Bennett making a very strong statement on the public option. Bennett actually makes among some of the strongest statements in this piece for the public option, and good for him. We'll link to this on our website. Our open question right now, do you think President Obama is going to bail out on the public option in his speech tonight to Congress? And as importantly, do you think progressive members of Congress are going to bail out ultimately in their support of the public option? Do you think the health insurance industry is just too powerful? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Mike and Parker. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, David?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, this has been racking my brain. I've been thinking about it all the time. I'm a big supporter of the public option, and yet I know that the Republicans in the Congress don't care if the whole thing goes down in defeat. They're in safe districts. They're in safe places, safe states. You look at, NZ in Wyoming. He doesn't care if Obama doesn't get anything. They can walk away and say they won. So that's where the Republicans are. And I think there's got to be some kind of legislation passed, and Obama has to come out a winner. If it means doing something, and I think a lot of this has to do with reframing the whole debate and the wording that we use. Public option is a hot word right now. And, if we don't have the public option, we lose. When I think of the public option, I think of something like Medicare for All, very monolithic, centrally run by the federal government. Couldn't there, and then I'm against co-ops because, I guess, what's his name, Conrad from North Dakota suggested 51 individual co-ops. They're not going to work. They're not going to be competitive. But what about something like regional healthcare consortiums and have maybe five or six in the entire country?
And yeah, well, I mean, I think you speak to a bigger point that the Democrats have made this more complicated than it needs to be. And that's
they're standing. I mean, they did draw a line in the sand. Some of them are drawing a line in the sand. And if they do that, I think they're going to lose. I think, they're not going to get the votes they need to pass meaningful reform.
And you mean they're not going to get the votes from themselves? I mean,
exactly.
So let's be really clear about this. This is not, and I know that there are media outlets and there are some activists out there that want to continue portraying this as primarily a fight between President Obama, the Democrats, and the Republicans, mm-hmm. meaning Democrats versus Republicans. That's not the major fight. You're saying, and it's very, very telling. You're saying that the Democrats won't be able to muster the votes from themselves. And I think a lot of people are out there saying that that's
That's not acceptable.
Well,
that's not a, fair answer.
The Democrats need one, two Republican votes.
Why?
To provide well, I'm just saying, I don't agree with their philosophy.
No, but why do they need one or two Republican votes?
Because then they can say we had Republicans.
Now, this is where I got to take issue with you. Having worked in the Congress, having worked in campaigns, this is the rationale that really doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying I agree with that.
No, I'm not taking you personally to task.
Don't take issue with me because I'm on your side. I don't think
you,
it's right either.
What I'm saying is you hear this all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Which is that the Democrats need to. I mean, there's a New York Times story today. It's all about how the Democrats are watering down the bill specifically to appease one Republican senator. One.
So they can
Olympia Snow.
So they can go back to their
constituents. But that is absolutely crazy
think
that you are going to be able to argue on two levels. You're going to be able to argue mathematically if you get one Republican vote that it's a bipartisan bill. That's crazy because that's ridiculous. And more importantly, even if you were going to go out and argue that the Republicans would back off criticizing you because it's a quote-unquote Republican bill. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I'll give you an example. How we know that doesn't make any sense? George Bush got, 11 votes for his Bush tax cuts. He called it bipartisan. The Democrats went after him like crazy on those tax cuts. So I don't...
Bottom line, David, is he still got what he wanted.
See, exactly. But my point is he didn't compromise. That's exactly what Democratic voters are saying. We have 60 votes. We have a huge majority in the House.
We have
a president who campaigned on this. Why are we watering this down to get at most one Republican Senate vote that we don't need?
Because they can't get together among themselves to come to a consensus and vote on something as a group.
Well, and you know what? That's exactly right. And that's exactly the problem. Now, I would submit to you that they can. And here's why I'm saying that. If the progressive members of Congress, the base of the Democratic Party, the 80 members of the Progressive Caucus in the House, the, I don't know how many you might say, 20 senators who were progressive or mostly progressive in the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party.
Right.
If they drew a line in the sand.
The Feingolds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they drew a line in the sand and said to President Obama, look, we're going to back your health care reform, but these are the two or three things that need to be in there. And by the way, the two or three things that we're asking for are widely popular in the general public. So we're not asking you to take a political risk here, right? We're not asking you to go out and campaign for something. The public option, 77% support. We're not asking you we're not drawing a line in the sand on something that's going to give you a political hit among voters, right? To me,
that's
the ultimate question.
Why are they telling that to Obama? Obama doesn't get the vote on this.
Yeah, well, Obama gets to decide in part the terms of what he's going to push for and what he's not going to push for.
It still comes down to having enough votes.
Well, that's absolutely right. And they'd say it to the House and Senate leadership. And by the way, this is exactly why when asked about this, Nancy Pelosi recently, it was like 2 days ago, the reporters said, would you pass a bill without a public option? You know what she said? She said, look, it doesn't really matter what I want to do. I can't pass a bill through the House without a public option at this point. That's the kind of dynamic that needs to be, right? Harry Reid needs to be made to say, look, we need to pass a bill here because the American people want a bill because it's the future of the Democratic Party at stake. But I, as the Senate Majority Leader, cannot pass a bill without a public option. That's the kind of dynamic that we have to create. I think we can create it, but it's a question, as always, of the Democratic backbone. Hey, man, thanks for the call. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Crews still trying to take care of this motorcycle crash on eastbound 6th Avenue, just west of I-25. Now, the stop-and-go conditions begin back past Sheridan, so it's really tough getting in from Lakewood on 6th Avenue. Residual traffic on northbound 25 coming out of Castle Rock begins at Castle Pines Parkway, ends around Surrey Ridge as you're making your way up towards the Tech Center. Things improving on the southbound side of 25 up in North Glen and Thornton. Speeds popping up into the 30s and 40s. Going to be a little sluggish for you, though, there after I-70. On the turnpike, seeing some heavy traffic westbound, Sheridan to Storage Tech Drive. Eastbounders from Federal to the interstate, and our lone surface street crash is at 8th and Clarkson. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, but cooler than yesterday. Only supposed to get up around 80 degrees, but a decent chance for an afternoon thunderstorm as well. Right now, 62 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives on September 9th. The E3 Career and Resource Fair is where you can explore new careers and meet with great employers. It's free at the Colorado Convention Center. For more information, go to coworkforce.com. That's coworkforce.com.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
So next, something better.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
They completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shore, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
A56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Alicia in Denver. Alicia, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I am calling because I don't believe that the president will capitulate on the public option, but I don't think that it's really up to the president. I mean, I have to say that I'm a Barack Obama voter. I'm a Democrat, but not so much a Democratic voter. And I think that it concerns me when you have the Democrats that have turned this issue into what it is today. The president wanted Max Baucus to come out of committee before the break, and instead he decided to follow the Republican plan, letting him go back home and listen to constituents before he came out with the plan when the president already laid out the strategy. So I think the problem is that the Democrats don't seem to want to follow the lead of the president of the United States, and it's their president, and I'm not really happy with them right now, considering that they want to fight our own president versus they didn't put up much of a fight against George Bush.
Well, I think that's a really, really good point. I mean, that is, it's such a good point that it's worth saying again, which is that the same Democrats who refuse to put up any kind of fight against George Bush on health care,
exactly,
on the war,
exactly,
on the environment, on CIA torture, on anything,
exactly,
are now putting up a huge fight against Barack Obama, who, and we need to remember this, who originally pushed for a public plan, which has 77% support in the country. Now, I'm not for the idea of just simply supporting a president because he's the president. I don't believe in that. That's anti-small-d democratic. But I do think it's worth asking why Democrats won't support their own president who's pushing popular programs. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the national news, more on health care.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
266150. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6150 now.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With a huge stack of political chips riding on the outcome, President Obama lays out his goals for health care reform tonight. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, the president will insist he is still open to fresh ideas, even as he restates his call for the much-debated public insurance option. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says it will be a refocused argument for health care reform.
The president's going to speak clearly and directly to the American people about what is in this bill for them.
Aides say the president is still tinkering with the crucial speech that they say will answer all of the major questions about the need for health care reform. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A memorable first case for new Justice Sonia Sotomayor as the Supreme Court hears arguments for a second time on whether a movie attacking Hillary Clinton's White House aspirations should be treated as campaign advertising. CBS's Barry Bagnato with details.
This case originated when the court considered whether during last year's presidential campaign a movie highly critical of then-candidate Hillary Clinton should have been barred from TV during the primary season. But the Supreme Court has greatly expanded the playing field with this new hearing, raising the possibility it will overturn its own decisions limiting campaign spending by unions and corporations.
Every cell phone gives off radiation, but the amounts can vary wildly. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
The Samsung Impression has less than 0.35 watts per kilogram, best in a new survey on EWG.org. Org. At the other end, three phones give off 1.55 watts per kilogram. That's a measure of how much radiation is absorbed when the phone's held up to the ear. If the phone you own gives off more radiation, Jane Houlihan of the Environmental Working Group says,
short of buying a new phone, you can also take simple steps like using a headset, using your phone in speaker mode, or texting.
She says the verdict is still out on whether cell phones are linked to cancer. Nick?
Well, Israel is still taking hits over its three-week Gaza war in January.
The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem says of the 1,400 Palestinians killed during the Gaza war, well over half were civilians. The group accused the Israeli army of excessive use of force. The army disputed the figures, saying the vast majority of casualties were Palestinian militants.
Lincoln Center, New York City. And a gathering that includes President Obama there to pay tribute to the late CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite, who died in July at the age of 92. Among the morning speakers, former President Bill Clinton, who remembered Cronkite as a true journalist.
He really sensed that, in the words of his own autobiography, he had a deep aversion to group conformity. He was always looking for the story, not the storyline.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 27 points, the NASDAQ 13. This is CBS News.
Thanks for seeing us, Doctor.
Danny's warm. Let's get a temperature.
I want the scanner thermometer.
Absolutely, Danny.
What kind of thermometer is that?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is what he means. Just a gentle scan across the forehead gives a fast, accurate reading. We're using it on all our patients now. It's good for the whole family. No more ears or rears.
Wowee, Mom. Can we get one, too? I can't wait to take everyone's temperature.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, a better thermometer. Home model available at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
And now this from the lawn desk. We regret to inform you your lawn is dying. We happily inform you it's natural, normal, and reversible. How? By overseeding now with Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed. Covering your entire lawn with Scott's seed will replace old grass that has naturally gone thin and dead with new grass that is lush and vibrant. And doing it now makes sure those seedlings grow deep and strong by summer. That concludes this lawn death-defying update. Learn more at scotts.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office and Greenwood Village Police are investigating a string of burglaries that happened along Arapaho Road early this morning. Investigators say 10 businesses, including nail salons, barbershops, and dry cleaners, were hit. Relief for about 50 homeowners north of Estes Park who were told they might have to evacuate ahead of a growing wildfire.
Larimer County Sheriff's Department has lifted the evacuation and the evacuation advisories.
Tammy Williams with the Forest Service says the 30-acre fire is about 10% contained. It began yesterday morning. A federal judge has thrown out an environmental review of the Army's plan to increase training at a southeastern Colorado site. U.S. District Judge Richard Mache has ruled the Army didn't adequately assess the environmental impacts of the increased intensity and duration of training at its Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Sports, Eric Young Jr. with his first Major League home run, helping the Rockies beat Cincinnati 3-1. They won five in a row, and they're now three games ahead of the Giants in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With the Denver Drive, pretty late to recover. We've got a motorcycle that went down. This is eastbound 6th Avenue West of I-25. Sounds like that one's a pretty bad crash. Now we're getting word of a new wreck. This one's downtown. Southbound I-25 on that approach to 20th. It is catching some looks as you're making your way past I-70. Surface Street wrecks in the works. Rollover at Buckley and Arapaho. We've also got an accident in the cleanup stages. 8th and Clarkson. Really slow stretch still going on as southbound 225 as you're coming around that Parker curve making your way towards Yosemite. Let's take a quick look at today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise, a lot cooler than we've been used to, with a high of only around 79 degrees. As those clouds roll in, we do have a chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms. Currently 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at...
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only...
entertaining... With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next?
Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Showbiz.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
9909, whatever that means. But it is September 9th, 2009, so it is 9909. In studio now, we have Sandra Osborne Hill. She's here to introduce us to her business, Denver Outsourcing LLC, and they are a new sponsor of AM 760. And we asked, is it Sandra or Sandra?
Sandra.
I got it right the first time.
You did.
Okay.
But it's actually Discovery Outsourcing.
Discovery Outsourcing. My bad. And I should say, because folks are going to hear that name and they're going to say, wait a minute. They're going to say outsourcing. People are going to say that term makes me a little nervous. And folks who are just tuning in, we're going to continue our healthcare discussion because what Discovery Outsourcing does, well, I'll let you tell us what it does and why it's relevant to the healthcare debate right now. And so for folks who are listening right now, start thinking of any questions you may have about the healthcare debate, the political health care debate, any questions you have about the health insurance industry, how it works, how it doesn't work. I think a lot of that's been lost in the debate. But first, Sandra, tell us what Discovery Outsourcing does and why people shouldn't be afraid of the word outsourcing.
Of the word outsourcing, because we don't send any jobs overseas, first of all. But Discovery Outsourcing is a PEO, which is a professional employer organization. So we work exclusively with closely held businesses, small businesses, generally less than 200 employees, and we basically become the offsite HR department for those small companies, companies that are generally too small to have their own human resource professional on staff, either because they can't afford it, or that person just wouldn't have enough to do on a full-time basis. So we basically take all those various resources that small companies would utilize to help them administer their employee functions like payroll, workers' comp, healthcare, 401k, Section 125, and all the government compliance. We roll that into one resource, and that's what a PEO does. Obviously, a lot of what we talk about now is the healthcare piece. A lot of companies that are 10, 15, 20, 25 employees are just really having lots of struggles trying to continue to provide health care to their employees, and that's an area where a PEO can offer some relief to them right away.
How does it work?
Basically, the PEO becomes the employer of record, the administrative employer of record. So for things like payroll taxes, all of the payroll liabilities, and again, focusing on the healthcare piece, we become the administrative employer of record, so we can work on an economies of scale basis for healthcare and offer large group discounts to these small group employers.
So this is, and this is why I said to the audience that this is so important to understanding the broader healthcare debate. This is a way. What you do, you're in the business of basically making a bigger insurance pool.
Correct.
Now, tell us at a general level people hear that term insurance pool and they don't really know what it means. And to really understand what it means, to really understand the national healthcare debate we're having, the debate where President Obama is going to speak tonight about healthcare, the way to really understand what's going on in this debate is first and foremost to understand how the health insurance system works. So if you can, just walk us through why a bigger insurance pool is so important to driving down healthcare costs And in doing that, tell us how effectively how the insurance system actually works.
Okay, that's a lot in one piece. But I'll start by saying that if you look at, well, all insurance is based on risk. So if you have a very small pool, let's say you have 10 employees and you are trying to cover those 10 employees, and you have one employee who develops, you know, a healthcare crisis, they develop cancer, or even if, you know, the best of circumstances, you have one employee who has a baby, that really eats into the amount of the claim for that experience, for that pregnancy or that cancer claim or whatever. Really, honestly, the health insurance company isn't collecting enough premium from those 10 people to cover the cost of that claim. And so that's why you will see in the small group market, insurance premiums will increase dramatically year to year.
And it's important to understand, for folks to understand, that the insurance company may have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers, but that the insurance company itself does not pool all of its own customers into one giant pool. It
Correct.
Will look at your business of 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, 50 people, and it will only, as a matter of actuarial analysis, as a matter of how it looks at its own bottom line, it will only look at that pool of 50, 15, 10 people as a pool unto itself. So what you're saying is that it makes makes a lot of sense if you're trying to make a lot of money in the insurance industry, is that if somebody who works at a small business that has 15 people gets pregnant or gets sick, if one person gets sick, that claim to for their medical costs may be bigger than their small pool's amount of premiums.
Correct.
And that's why. And so what the insurance company does is preemptively, it makes the premiums for smaller and smaller businesses often higher and higher to prevent against having to take a loss in the case that that happens.
Correct.
That's you're basically
exactly
what's
right.
going on.
Right.
And so what Discovery Outsourcing, what you do, you're in the business of basically, we talked about this off the air. You've sort of found a way to I wouldn't say mess with the insurance industry, but to play by their rules in a way that maximizes the situation for the businesses and the employees who you work with by basically going not around their rules, but using their rules to create a much bigger pool so that a business of 15 or 10 for purposes of health insurance isn't really a business of 10 or 15 people. It for purposes of health insurance, it's a much bigger pool. Is that basically what's going on?
That's basically correct. And I would say we obviously work very closely with our carrier who we use. And we're in constant contact with them. So I wouldn't describe it as going around their rules, but basically...
Well, I mean, the rules of the industry. I mean,
right,
you looked at the rules of the whole industry, not just your carrier, and said, look, here are the rules. Here's a way to actually, within the rules, maximize the bargaining power. And that's another piece of this. You're not just pooling risk, right? I mean, there's the issue of, look, a business of 15 people has a smaller pool, and so if one person gets sick, then the pool's resources are too extended, and then premiums go up. But the other part of this is, and this is a part that we forget so much about, which is that the bigger one pool of customers, patients, is, the more that pool can actually go to the insurance industry and say, look, here are the terms of benefits and premiums that we want. And there's some actual bargaining power behind that.
Absolutely. That's just what I was going to say, because when we go in and we talk with our carrier and we work with them, we're going in as a group that last year paid nearly $13 million in premium collectively for all of the groups that we have under our umbrella. So that gives us a little bit more clout than a group of 10 employees who may be paid, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 a year in premium.
Clout meaning, and just so I and the audience understands this, I mean, this means that part of your job at Discovery Outsourcing is that you are dealing with the insurer and saying, look, so when the insurer tries to do this or that or this kind of shenanigan or that kind of shenanigan, you can go there as a representative of, as you said, $13 million in premium. That's not a small amount of money, even to a big insurance company. You can go there and say, well, you know, that's not acceptable. And obviously, when you say that, it comes with the implied, I mean, your leverage is that you can, if you have to, you can find another carrier. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do, but that's where your leverage comes from.
Right, and that is part of what a PEO will bring to the table for their clients, is that it's not just that we can initially give them typically lower premiums than what they're paying now for an equal or better plan than what they currently have, but it is that annual renewal piece that really is part of what the power of the PEO.
Every year you're sitting down.
Absolutely.
And that's really where a lot of times the rubber hits the road. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll start taking some of your calls. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. It's a open forum. So any questions you want to ask about Discovery Outsourcing in particular, if you want to ask a question about how the insurance industry works in general, if you're a small business owner and have a question about how to deal with certain things in the healthcare industry, if you want to talk about what maybe some of President Obama's proposals will mean for the health insurance industry, for businesses trying to provide healthcare, now is your chance. We don't often have somebody who is a expert from Colorado in the real world of the healthcare economy here. So any and all questions, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 918. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this motorcycle crash eastbound 6th Avenue just before I-25. Those delays were at Sheridan. Now they're at Wadsworth, so it's building on us. Also got a crash southbound I-25 around 20th Street. That just occurred, so you're going to see those jams around I-70 get even worse for you. Also a rollover at Buckley and Arapahoe. In Aurora, southbound 225, super heavy from Parker Road to Yosemite, but no crashes there. And if you're in Littleton, Highlands Ranch area, C-470, going to be busy. Eastbounders, Lucent to University, and westbounders from around I-25. To Broadway as you're making your way out west. Your forecast today, a little cooler than yesterday, only a high around 80 degrees, partly cloudy. Also going to have an afternoon isolated thunderstorm or two. Right now, we're at 65 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an...
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winnings.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won here. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning
here.
Now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge.
Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or lower rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling.
I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
8130 1-877-505-8130 or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
.922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. With us in studio, Sandra Osborne Hill. She's the co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, which is a new sponsor of AM 760. And it's not always the easiest thing in the world to talk about what we talk about here on AM 760 and find lots of willing sponsors. So for those listening out there, you know, it's important if you like this radio show to take a look at the folks who are sponsoring this radio show. It's not all that easy to talk about what we talk about here and find so many progressive sponsors, if you will. You can find their website at www.discoveryoutsourcing.com. And we're talking about healthcare because that's what Discovery Outsourcing is in part involved in, which is creating a bigger pool of healthcare customers to negotiate with the insurance industry. And we're going to take your calls, 303-713-7600. If you have any questions about what in particular Discovery Outsourcing does, if you have a question about the healthcare reform debate going on in general, if you have a specific question about the insurance system here in Colorado, if you're a small business owner, if you work for a small business, it's just an open forum because the healthcare debate has been so, I think, hijacked by a lot of misinformation. And so this is a chance to actually get some real-world details on what the healthcare system is, what it's doing right now. And before we get to the phones, I'll just ask my one question, which is, in the national healthcare debate, what do you think is good about what's being proposed? What do you think is not so good? I mean, where do you come down on all of this as somebody who works in and with the industry?
Well, that we could probably talk about that for the next 3 days. But, I really do believe that there needs to be some type of public option. There needs to be some type of additional choice, especially for closely held businesses or small businesses. Small businesses collectively purchase more health insurance than any other group in the country. Yet year after year after year, they're the ones who get hit the hardest with their renewals and their increases. So I really think something needs to be done to focus specifically on small businesses. I haven't seen, or what I've read doesn't really specifically address that issue.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that the public option would be helpful because the more people we get into the pool, the less insurance will cost for everybody. The more premium there is coming into the pool, and in the public option will require a monthly premium from everyone who participates, the more you have the ability to spread that risk. So just like now with, I use the example oftentimes of workers' compensation insurance. Workers' compensation insurance is required. It's mandatory. If you own a business, you have to cover your employees. You have the option of going to the quasi-state fund in Colorado, which is Pinnacle, or you can purchase your workers' comp from any other insurer who will sell it to you. It's based on risk, so you pay less money for someone who sits behind a desk than you do for someone who's out, you know, washing windows 20 stories off the ground. But everybody's covered. So the rates don't go up 20 and 30 and 40% a year.
But I have to ask this question, which is that if there is no public option in a market, and we had Congresswoman Diana to get on here, and she said, well, yeah, look at a market like Pueblo. You know, Pueblo is dominated by basically one insurer. Without a public option and with everything else in the proposed reforms, the broad strokes, you know, an individual mandate, et cetera, so basically, doesn't that create a situation where you've guaranteed a bigger pool, so you've spread the risk out more, but you haven't done nearly as much as you need to do to make sure that the savings of that bigger pool are actually passed on to consumers? In other words, if we simply mandate a bigger customer pool without either regulating the insurance prices or at minimum creating more competition between insurance companies, there's no guarantee at all that the insurance companies won't simply pocket the difference. Do I have that right?
I agree with you. Yeah. I think that there needs to be some type of regulation, because or a public option. I mean, if you look at what we have now, again, going back to the example of if you're a small employer and you're paying $50,000 a year in premium and you go to your insurance company and say, hey, give me a better deal, you don't have a lot of leverage.
Especially in a market, in a super consolidated, which is exactly. More and more of these markets are super consolidated. If your insurance company says, we're jacking the premium up this much, and you're a small business owner, you don't have any bargaining leverage, and you particularly don't have any bargaining leverage if you have no other real choice. And
right.
So obviously for your company, Discovery Outsourcing, I mean, this is like the public option is actually, when you go, you were talking about at the end of the year, you go to your current carrier. You are actually would be able to say, hey, we could look at a public we could look at the public option if we don't get what we want from our current carrier.
Well, my understanding actually of what I've read currently of the public option or being able to go into the exchange as
mm-hmm.
a business owner
mm-hmm.
is that if you are currently offering insurance to your employees, and you're offering that, obviously, now through a private carrier, you wouldn't be eligible to go into the public option, is my understanding.
It's like amazing. It's amazing. I mean, and this is like the devil is so in the details in this debate. It really is. And I've suggested to folks to read Matt Taibbi's Rolling Stone piece about some of these details like you mentioned. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to the phones now. Some people have been holding. Any questions that people have on any healthcare questions? You want to talk about the politics of healthcare? You want to talk about healthcare here in Colorado? If you're a small business owner, a small business employee, any questions whatsoever, 303-713-7600. We'll get them in the order that they were received. We'll first go to Don in Longmont. Don, you're on AM760.
Yes. When President Bush was talking about his answer to all this, he said, just go to the emergency room. And we know that that's not a good answer, and that it costs a lot more. What happens when a person goes to the emergency room, sets up a payment plan to pay for that, and then doesn't finish paying for it because they die? What happens to that account?
That's a really good question. Oh, Sandra, what happens?
Well, I'm not 100% certain, but my best guess is that the provider, the hospital or the minor emergency clinic or the doctor's office, wherever the patient received care, if that patient passes away, then they have to eat the cost of that. Because so many times, even if the patient doesn't die, if they're not insured, the provider ends up eating the cost of that. And typically, you do see that happen in ER situations.
Now, what that creates, of course, is a chain reaction. Meaning that all of the costs that you currently pay at the hospital from your provider takes into account that happening throughout the economy, right? So that when you go to a hospital and you get charged, you know, you look at your hospital bill and you're like, I can't believe it costs this much money to spend one night in the hospital, or a couple hours in a hospital room or whatever. What you're seeing there Because it can be, I just got gouged. Well, part of the problem is that the hospital has adjusted its rates to try to recover some of the costs that it loses from people who can't pay their bills, from people who are uninsured. It has to pass on that cost to other people. So it's this ridiculous system where because it's not a universal system, the people who can pay, and more people can barely pay, are ultimately paying for people who can't pay at all. Now, as a progressive, I think I'm not one of these people who's like, I don't want to pay for somebody else's health care, right? I mean, I think we all have an obligation to kick into a system that where everybody gets coverage. But as a progressive, I can acknowledge that there's a problem with a system that balances its books in such a haphazard and such a crazy and such a chaotic kind of way. It doesn't make any sense. Again, not to hearken on this article too much, but the Rolling Stone piece that I encourage everybody to read says we have not only the most expensive healthcare system in the world, we have the stupidest healthcare system in the world. All right, we'll go back to the phones. In studio with us, Sandra Osborne-Hill. She's the co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a new sponsor of AM760, and what they do in part is help small businesses negotiate and actually get healthcare coverage from the big insurance companies. They deal a lot with the healthcare issue. So if you have any healthcare questions, insurance questions about here in Colorado, political questions about the politics of healthcare and what it will mean here in Colorado, 303-713-7600 is the number. Deborah in Centennial. Deborah, you're on AM760.
Hi, thank you. Sandra, I was wondering if you work with sole proprietors.
We actually don't work with sole proprietors at Discovery Outsourcing. Again, we have a contract with our provider, which we are bound to honor, and that requires us to have at least five employees participating within any given small group. However, I will tell you that if you are a sole proprietor, there is an option in Colorado called Group of One. So you can get group coverage if you have a business and you can show that you have an FEIN number. You can qualify for Group of One coverage, which gives you the protections of a group policy. And in Colorado, there are many mandates, many things that are required to be offered in group coverage that are not required to be offered in single coverage. So you do have that as an option here in Colorado.
Deborah, thanks for the call. Any more questions? Any other question?
Is it called Group One, you said?
Group of One.
Group of One?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll take one more call before we got to get another break. We'll go to Brad. Brad, you're on AM760.
Hi, is it me?
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess my problem with, especially the way Jared Polis seems to want to not use government subsidies for Medicare, when it's applied for people, his competition is that, I think traditionally Medicare has been the dumping ground for all the poor and the sick people in the country, so that it actually costs a lot more to, let's say, insure the average elderly person who's sick more often, And so my question is how are they going to how are they going to figure out the premiums for Medicare to have it compete? Are they going to, let's say, average the cost of insuring everybody on Medicare, including the health, the sick and the elderly? Or are they going to just, calculate?
You're talking about the public option, not
the public option. Are they going to, let's say, the cost of insuring a healthy person who opts in? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and let me follow up with your question, just to add a question to that, which is that they're going to have to they promised not to have the public option be subsidized by taxpayers. So effectively, it's it is a government run, but it's a truly nonprofit, right? When you hear nonprofit healthcare insurance companies, there are nonprofit healthcare insurance companies out there. The problem is that they sometimes pay their executives exorbitant salaries. They're not going to. So a government-sponsored, government-run public option is genuinely nonprofit because they're not going to be paying people $1 million, $10 million a year, the executives of it. But that's a good question. How are they going to, they're going to have to figure out if they're not going to subsidize it, if the taxpayers out of the general treasury aren't going to subsidize a public option, they're going to have to figure out a premium that covers all its costs. How do you think they're going to figure out what premium to charge when they don't yet know what the pool is going to look like?
Well, I have had that same exact question myself as I've studied the bill that's in the House and looking at the different options in the Senate. I wonder that myself. How are they going to determine the rates? How are they going to determine the risk pool?
Because they don't know who's going to sign up for the public option. But then there's another question there. How is this going to affect the premium of the private insurers? Because they don't know who they're going to lose, right? They don't know what kinds of customers in their pool they're going to lose. I mean, this is going to shake up the premium situation throughout the healthcare economy if it happens.
I would anticipate that what you would see, if the public option went into effect today, I think tomorrow you would see a lot of shakeup in premiums, both up and down. Initially, actually, because it will take a while for that to matriculate through the system and whoever's running the public option and each individual insurer within each individual state to figure out what their risk pools really are and where their premiums are coming from and where their claims are coming from. So I do think that it will change the premium dynamic. I think ultimately the more people you have covered, the rates will stabilize and the rates will come down. But I think also when you look at what's in the House bill and some of the things that they would like to cover that I completely agree with, I agree that we should have more focus on preventative medicine. We should have more focus on wellness because there are so many things that we do to ourselves in this country that cost a lot of money when it comes to healthcare. But they want to have dental covered. They want to have vision covered. The reality is right now, most small employers may offer dental or vision coverage on an a la carte basis to their employees. They're not part of their health insurance coverage. And most employers don't contribute to those ancillary products. And so a lot of people don't take them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things that they add in cost money.
Absolutely.
So to figure out the premium on the public option, I think will be
a
challenge.
It's going to take some time. And you know, I'm of the belief, and I think you are too, that look, the status quo is not acceptable. And
absolutely.
So if this moves some premiums around, you know, I think the theory behind it, right? Bigger pool, more competition. It's not single payer. It's not where I want it to be, but it's those two forces should be able to squeeze a better system out of the current system that we have. All right, we're going to take a break. 303-713-7600. If you have any healthcare questions, in studio with us, Sandra Osborne Hill. Her business is Discovery Outsourcing, www.discoveryoutsourcing.com. They're a new sponsor of AM760.
Dave, can I bring something else up about Sandra?
Fire away.
She is a hockey mom. She was a hockey mom for Obama.
Hockey mom for
Going
Obama.
The mom response to the Sarah Palin, you know, fanatics out there in the world. And you gave a speech, right, Sandra, on the Capitol, on the west steps of the Capitol, didn't you?
I did.
And you were awesome.
And that was
that's on YouTube, too.
And that was a big issue. I remember specifically after the Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin's a hockey mom, and that was like a big part of the campaign. And let's just say this. Thank you to everybody who made sure that Sarah Palin is not the vice president of the United States. I mean, can you actually imagine that now? I can't even get my head around that idea. It was and Obama, they won Colorado, what, by 6-7 points?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I think it was 7 points.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
An amazing, amazing win.
I know they won Jefferson County, where I live, which was shocking.
A big deal.
Yes.
A big, not exactly a... not exactly a big progressive bastion, although you live there, so I guess there's some hope for it. Yeah. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, you got it, Dave. Traffic is starting to improve a little bit for us. Still working that crash eastbound 6th Avenue just to, before you get to I-25. That's still a problem out to Wadsworth. And another crash up on I-25 around 20th Street. And our other one on the surface streets at Buckley and Arapahoe. If you're in Aurora southbound 225, still stop and go, trying to get to the tech center from Parker Road on. And things loosening up on C-470s. You're moving around Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Your forecast today, a mix of sun and clouds, but cooler than yesterday with a high near an 80. Also a decent chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
There's a lot of sports bars, but not many with pool tables and live entertainment. Buy a half-price gift certificate for Greenfield.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Pepsi, Red Baron Pizza, and Farm Rich Cheese Sticks cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guide. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guide is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guide at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guide has it, you will save.
Plan is rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
It's time to feel the race for the chase take shape. Feel what it's like to go high and hold your breath.
Inside, one to go.
Or stay low, roll the dice.
Stay low, go low, go low, come on.
Feel what it's like to do whatever it takes to win. Feel Jimmy digging down and Tony firing up.
Go.
NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Chevy Rock and Roll 400 at Richmond. Saturday at 7 Eastern on ABC.
Want to do something good for yourself and your community? Register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance reduces air pollution and saves you money at the gas pump. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and Maintenance Matters. Remember, maintenance does matter.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
The men's store inside JCPenney has the style and sizes you want. Visit JCPenneySweepstakes.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, September 1309, and you could win a $250 gift card. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Legal U.S. residents 18 and older.
Five here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're taking your calls about health care. In studio, Sandra Osborne Hill. She's the co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, www.discoveryoutsourcing.com. And as I said at the beginning, I always get nervous around the word outsourcing, but this is actually the good kind, the kind where folks, where small businesses can actually pool their resources, pool their different parts of their business so as, for instance, to better negotiate lower rates for healthcare premiums. That's a big part of what Discovery Outsourcing does. And so we're taking your calls this hour about anything related to healthcare, the health insurance industry, health issues in the political world here in Colorado or even nationally. President Obama is scheduled to speak tonight to a joint session of Congress about healthcare. So it's an open forum. Any questions you have, it's been a complicated and confusing debate. So now's the chance to get to the bottom of some of this. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I enjoy the debate. I guess my concern, looking at Medicare, it's $35 trillion liabilities sitting out there. $1 in $5 out of the federal tax coffers are going to support it. From what I've seen, 10% of the premiums are the premiums are covering 10% of the cost. So I'm very leery of the public option. Wouldn't a better solution be to allow insurers such as yourself to be able to purchase policies going across state lines from anywhere without ridiculous things forced on them by state governments?
Well, I think that...
Sorry, your mic was off. There you go.
Okay. I think part of the problem with Medicare is if you look at Medicare, it is just a fundamentally higher risk pool. As people age, they tend to need more medical care. So when you start a risk pool that no one under the age of 65 is participating in, it's going to be very expensive to cover those medical costs for that particular pool of risk. So I think that Medicare is sometimes used as an example that would be similar to the public option. However, the public option would have a more it would have more variety of risk in the public option. You would have people who are not as high utilizers of health insurance, and you would have people who are high utilizers of health insurance, and that's how insurance works, and that's how you balance out that risk. In terms of going across state lines, certainly now there are many carriers that have what they would consider to be national plans, so you can utilize their insurance options in Colorado or California or Texas or wherever. But the challenge that you run into there, the way the system currently works, is the networks. Because, again, kind of going back to one insurance provider having a monopoly in a particular area, you'll see that their network, the doctors who participate in their network, there may be a ton of them in Colorado, but there might be five of them in Texas. So the challenge with going across state lines really, I think, becomes the issue of the networks. So if they could work something like that out, figure out how they're going to open up the networks and not have the insurance companies determine where the strength of their networks will be, that could be something that would work.
And part of the issue with this going across state lines thing is that right now you've got states that do various forms of insurance regulation. And I know it has been noted that there is a stealth agenda. Some people believe there's a stealth agenda by the insurance industry to raise this issue so that they can essentially usurp power from states to regulate insurance carriers. And when that has happened, certainly in the last 10 years, when you have had these laws that preempt state regulators, the federal law doesn't end up being the strongest. It ends up being the weakest kind of regulation. So, for instance, we have a regulation here in Colorado. You mentioned the Group of One. right? That's a regulation that basically says that, that sole proprietors should have a way to get into group coverage. If you have federal preemption laws, you potentially could have a federal preemption law that in doing away with 50 different state regulatory regimes, you have a situation where Colorado's, for instance, its group of one regulation is gone. I mean, that's exactly what could happen, right?
Correct.
So this is, I think, we ought to be careful about supporting things that sound good at a conceptual level, especially when it comes to usurping states' rights, but not necessarily paying much attention to the idea that we have a situation in this country, I think, where the insurance industry is not regulated nearly enough, and that something that sounds like a great idea could end up further deregulating them. I remember we had a guest on here a couple of days ago who pointed out that, for instance, insurance companies are, if not the only kind of company, then among the only kind of companies that has broad antitrust exemptions.
Absolutely.
That's straight up deregulation. So I'm nervous about moving in a direction where we further deregulate the insurance industry. Hey, thanks for the call. 951 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. In the studio, Sandra Osborne Hill. She's the founder, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, www.discoveryoutsourcing.com. She is a out-and-out progressive, and they are a new sponsor of AM 760. And as I said, it's not easy to get sponsors of a news station, a talk station, where we talk about a lot of the issues we talk about. So we really appreciate your help, and I'm sure I hope the audience does as well. And, you know, you guys are doing important work, pooling, and that's the key here to everybody who's just tuning in, pooling small business resources to better negotiate with the big insurance giants. And so we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Any questions about the healthcare economy, healthcare here in Colorado, the insurance industry, now's the time, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do do have a couple more new accidents. It's been a morning filled with them, so I'll just run down the list if I can. Motorcycle crash, eastbound 6th, west of I-25. That's causing the biggest jams back past Wadsworth. New one, southbound 225 near Yosemite. You're going to see some breaks back at Parker Road. Another new one, medical emergency, eastbound Colfax at I-25. Also got a crash on southbound I-25 around 20th. It's not really affecting traffic, but people just slowing down, taking a little look-see. Also a rollover and at Buckley and Arapahoe. Your forecast, partly cloudy, highs in the low 80s, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, also a possibility. Our current downtown temperature is 72 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Settlement money you're getting just isn't enough.
Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In studio with us, Sandra Osborne Hill. She's the co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a new sponsor of AM 760. They work on healthcare issues. They help small businesses basically pool their resources to negotiate in a more strong way with the big insurance companies. For more information on Discovery Outsourcing, www.discoveryoutsourcing.com. You can call them with any questions you have, 303-868-5257. Again, 303-868-5257. And we'll take a couple more of your calls before we got to get out of here. We'll go to Bill in Parker. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Yeah, just one little thing. I think this issue of including dental and especially vision in a health care bill is unnecessarily expensive because these items tend to be maintenance items, not insurance items. No one's going to go bankrupt because they needed glasses or the kids needed glasses or a filling.
Well, I mean, is that really true? I mean, if you've ever had a severe dental problem, I mean, those are not, yeah.
You can get
those are real healthcare problems.
Yeah, you can get into root canal situations or oral surgery situations that they you can argue could be medical care. I'm talking about your annual visit, your cleaning, your bite wing x-rays, your a few cavities, minor cavities, routine maintenance. To run that through healthcare brings in all the overhead of healthcare insurance processing for that. When these are maintenance issues, I mean, when you get car insurance, you don't ensure that your tires aren't going to wear out. No, you just say, hey, I'm going to have to buy tires every 30,000 miles.
Well, Sandra, what do you say to that?
Well, I personally believe that dental and vision should be included and should be part of the overall scope of what we consider health insurance. My point was that now small business owners typically don't offer those or they don't pay for them for their employees. They don't make a contribution towards those.
Right.
So I agree with what Bill's saying that they're not the most expensive part of healthcare. However, they're just not something that's covered now. So if we're trying to lower the cost and we're adding more
right.
benefits in.
Right.
A challenge.
You can find more information at 303-868-5257. That's Discovery Outsourcing. I'm David Sirota. See you tomorrow.
Attention homeowners. President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Turn to the left with AM 7.